Actually, no, I don't have an intro because I do, but it would require like good improv skills within the group, and it never works out. So let's just plot
Jesus Christ. All right.
Yeah, he just threw the whole team under the bus.
It would require you guys to have some talent and some
he's the Superman.
Comedic timing.
He's Superman. And we're just like
anytime I try to like anytime I think of something, like it's not like the whole it's like it doesn't work, man.
We could work this out beforehand, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I've been saying that since like long time ago. But we like the whole like, all right, we're gonna start and who's got the intro?
Who's got it?
That's true. It really doesn't need to be like so off the cuff. It really does need to be like
that's why I mean we need high level improv skills to pull off like this half of a kernel of an idea I've got in my head.
Hey, is your mom named Martha? Like,
well, you had the idea. Shoot us a message.
Just now I had the idea.
Oh, well, that's the thing about improv.
Think about it yesterday.
Instead of, you know, instead of thinking it will fail, you should have just went with it, you know? You just like,
well, shit, I didn't know I, like, touched a nerve. I was just... Well, like,
I'm saying the failure is the funny part.
I just didn't want to fall on its face, like, first thing.
That would have been funny.
But now we're just discussing whether or not it would have fallen on its face.
You know what is funny, though? Because this is kind of, like, appropriate because the Justice League did fall on its face.
Ooh.
And this is like the Snyder cut version of the intro.
Ooh.
Where we're trying to piece together a Frankenstein.
Yeah.
No, it's a little short though.
That would have worked better if I had just went with it.
Wait, hold on. I'll make it more accurate.
Dissect it and remix it.
Slow motion.
Yeah, we all got
no, I just had a starting. That's the problem. I just had a starting point. I had no end point in mind. I was just
kind of like Zack Snyder.
No, more like
Zack
Snyder.
Exactly like Zack Snyder. That's the intro, right? That should be it.
Boom. Improv skills.
Yeah, kabam.
They won't know the difference.
Well,
now all we need is somebody to run real fast like a dipshit and rewind everything.
Why does he run like that?
Dude, hold on. Before you guys start trashing this movie,
sorry.
Welcome everybody to Refund Theater, the podcast where we talk about stuff we love, stuff we don't love, and stuff that, I guess no one else is going to love tonight, but we'll talk about that. But hey, by the way, if you like Refund Theater, go check us out on all the things. We're on the socials. We're on Patreon. If you go to Patreon, you get to hear us talk about an episode of Baywatch with Macho Man Randy Savage, Ric Flair, and Hulk Hogan tonight. Well, you don't get to hear it tonight. You'll get to hear it Sunday if you subscribe. But if you don't, you'll never get to hear that. And the hundreds of hours of content that we have other than that. Anyway.
And join the Discord. I'll tweet the link again tomorrow.
Yeah, check out Discord. It's pretty rad. Thank you, Travis, for joining us. Thank you, Gibbons. All the people we love are here.
Oh, we got to do everyone. Dusty, Jeff, and Widget, TS as well. So.
Yeah, I can't see everybody. You can.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, guys, this is a moment. It's a moment in time. This is a historical moment in film. And before you guys are like, oh yeah, right. No, it is a historical moment in film because a movie has never been retroactively redone like this, you know. And
I don't have any argument with that. That's 100% right.
Yeah.
What about Anchorman 2?
Blade Runner.
Well, no,
that was all filmed at the same time, though.
Yeah, that's true. Well, but this is really, yeah, this is kind of like a big studio redo within a reasonable amount of time. I think Blade Runner's started coming out like much longer after it had already kind of had its time in the theater, right?
Yeah, this is democracy in action.
That's
what the Snyder cut was. It was a myth.
Did they go back and reshoot, like shoot things again for this movie and extra stuff?
Oh, see, Andrew doesn't know any of the Zack Snyder story. Okay, Andrew.
I completely avoided this.
That's great that you're here because the listeners that, you know, don't know this stuff too will, you know, get their fill. So a few years ago, 2017 to be exact, we got a movie called Justice League. That movie was extremely compromised from the original vision that Zack Snyder had when he originally filmed it and put it together. Everybody filmed it. They put it together. They had a good time. There was still a little bit more work to do. And then Zack's daughter, his adopted daughter, Autumn, took her own life. And Zack and his wife, who works on movies with him, they tried to trudge on and continue the Justice League, but they couldn't get it done. And so the studio kind of was like, you know, hey, go ahead and take care of your life. You know, we'll finish this. Problem was they had a 4-hour movie to deal with. They needed somebody to finish it. The studio was feeling a lot of pressure because this is before Avengers Endgame. So this is like peak Marvel excitement time. You know, like Infinity War is about to come out. Like everybody's really excited about all this stuff. DC felt threatened and was like, okay, we need to be more like Marvel. This 4-hour movie is, you know, there's too much going on here and it's too serious. Marvel movies are funny. Wait a minute. Who directed the Avengers? Joss Whedon, get him in here. Joss Whedon, Andrew, I don't know if you know who he is. He came up with Buffy. He's a real popular dude.
Was he in the news recently?
Well, we'll get to that. Anyway, Joss Whedon came in and, you know, he watched this 4-hour cut of this movie. He was told make it 2 hours and make it fun. So he had the impossible, you know, I mean, I get it that this was an uphill battle in the first place, because like this movie, it wasn't really, you know, ready for fun and it wasn't ready for 2 hours, but he had to do it. So he rewrote a lot of shit. He reshot a lot of shit. This picture you're seeing that Ben is putting up with Superman's lip, I will explain that. He rewrote a lot of Superman scenes that required Henry Cavill to come back in and play Superman again. But Henry Cavill was contracted with Paramount at this point, and he was filming Mission Impossible 6, I believe it was. And he had a mustache. And the Paramount people were like, no, we're not going to let you shave your mustache so you can go be Superman in a movie that you already finished. You know, and so Joss Whedon had to shoot Henry Cavill with a mustache and then digitally remove it. And it looks awful. And that shot right there that Ben's showing, that is the first shot in that movie. Like you see the Warner Brothers logo, it goes black. And then you see this Superman talking to these kids with a cell phone with this crazy, crazy lip. Back in the day, Dusty and I reviewed this movie and we gave it decent marks, like we didn't hate it, and I think that's because it's got really strong bones, which we found out.
Dusty, corroborate this. Did you not hate it?
Dusty did not hate it. You did not.
I did not. I had fun watching it because it was one of those. It was the kind of movie that we do. It's so incredibly fucking stupid, but yeah. it just rode that line of, because I laughed my ass off all the way through it, and not because it was funny.
It's not good.
It was not a good movie,
but we had fun watching it, and it was quickly forgotten. Like I haven't seen that movie since 2017. I haven't had any, you know, I haven't wanted to watch it since 2017. It's not great. Same thing happened with my wife Ashley. She didn't want to watch it. Finally one day she was like, let's watch that. I guess she had the itch, and she didn't hate it. Like she was like, I kind of had fun with that. But now we see, once again, as I just said, I think that's because the bones are very strong on what they were working on. All the stuff that Dusty and I, the main stuff that Dusty and I complained about in that cut were the Joss Whedon things, it turns out. As I watched this Zack Snyder cut, like the Russian family that is in the nuclear play, okay, that's gone. A little bit of the sexual assault stuff, that's gone.
There was sexual assault in this movie?
There was a scene.
No, in Joss Whedon's there was.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Whedon
they took
had
that
a
out.
Scene, they had a scene
Joss Whedon likes to do this movie trope where, like in this case, it was Flash being a bumbling fucking idiot and falls onto Wonder Woman and knocks her down onto her back and they land with his face and her tits. And
yeah. Gal Gadot did not want
that's
to
one of the
that.
Things that, yeah, that they didn't like about that.
She didn't.
She's like, she's like, fuck that. I'm not doing it. And Joss is like, yeah, we'll just get a body double and do it anyway. So, and now he's in all kinds of doo-doo because
what he did to Cyborg.
right. Okay. So we'll get to that. So Andrew, so this movie comes out. Everybody, even before the movie came out, knew that this movie is a different version than what we would have gotten. And fans started from the beginning being like, you know, put out the Snyder Cut. Let's see the Snyder Cut. Even if we have to see it unfinished with unfinished special effects. And, you know, there were people, there's a woman, I've met her. She's really nice. She's on a, her name's, they call her Cat Ears. Her name's Jamie. And she's on a lot of the Fat Man Beyond podcasts with Kevin Smith. And she actually saw a sneak preview of the Snyder Cut before all the Joss Whedon stuff happened. And she explained a movie that was about 4 hours long and explained a lot of the stuff that we see in this movie today. And so all these rumors started bubbling that this cut existed of this movie, right? And there was an internet groundswell. And even like all the actors were just like, hey, let's release the Snyder Cut. Yeah, yeah, there's a longer movie. Let's put it out. One of the actors who played Cyborg, his name is Ray Fisher. Is that right? Okay, Ray Fisher. He one day just out of the blue came out and, you know, spilled a lot of tea, basically saying, you know, as we know now that we've seen the Snyder Cut, this movie is very Cyborg centric. There's a lot of Cyborg in this movie. He's a very important character to the film. And in the Joss Whedon cut, he's barely in it. Like he's hardly anything. He's just kind of a side character that pops up and says something funny or does something cool every once in a while. And he was mad about that, of course, because, you know, this was supposed to be his movie. This was supposed to be like, you know, his big break. And then when he sees,
yeah, he was a stage actor.
Yeah, when he sees the Whedon cut, he's like, oh my God, I've been... And then he spills some tea that Whedon was a barbaric asshole on the set of this movie that treated everybody like shit, that talks to people like they're beneath them. Really, and he talked about two other producers. I forget, wasn't Jeff Loeb, was he one of them? What's that guy's name, Dusty?
Jeff Johns and Jeff Loeb Johns. Were kind of...
So he called him
the head of Warner Brothers.
Right. He called these.
He initially jumped all over.
So these dudes got in trouble. A couple of those guys, didn't somebody get fired? Something like that. There was an investigation. Cyborg was supposed to be in the new Flash movie. And then all of a sudden he lost his job from that movie after spilling all that tea.
Well, what they did was they released something with, I can't remember what exactly it was, but Ben Affleck. But WB basically tried to shit can this story
right
before it got popular.
Right.
But because the internet, it was like, dude, let's not ignore this.
When he initially, when Justice of the Joss Whedon cut came out, they went on the press junket and, you know, talked this movie up big time. And then Ray Fisher, after kind of the Me Too deal and all the everything that went along with that, the Harvey Weinstein, everything, he wrote a tweet where he's like, I forcibly retract my praise of the Justice League movie that Joss Whedon was, you know, it was a toxic set. Like it's just recently he's actually gave some details about what happened, but nobody really gathered around him over it until after the story started getting some traction. Warner Brothers announced like two big movies. I don't remember what they were. And then announced that Jason Momoa was going to play the Abominable Snowman or voice the Abominable Snowman in a animated movie. And he took to Twitter in an interview and he's like, I have not been talked to about an Abominable Snowman movie. I don't know what they're talking about. This is a key jiggle to distract you from what Ray said the other day. And what he said is true and I stand behind him. And then that's when somebody asked Gal Gadot in an interview if she had a bad time on the set. And she's like, yeah, she's like, I didn't enjoy it. She's like, we had our issues, but you know, I brought them up and they got addressed. And then that's when it come out. It was the face and the titties fucking scene that she didn't approve of. And some of that shit, which I prefer this Wonder Woman to the, her own movies in the Joss Whedon cut for sure.
I liked this Wonder Woman better than the 1984. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Way better than that one.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And after that, a few actors and actresses from Buffy came out about Joss Whedon being a terrible person as well. And one of them, Michelle Trachtenberg, who was a teenager on the set of Buffy, said that there was a reason that there was a rule in place that Joss wasn't allowed to be alone with Michelle in a room again. And the word again was like capitalized. So, you know, bad stuff. Nothing's been proven. There's a lot of allegations going on with Joss Whedon right now, which sucks. He's responsible for a lot of really cool shit. One of the cool things he's not responsible for is this, his cut of the Justice League movie. After seeing the Snyder cut, wow, man, it just makes all of the theatrical cut, like every problem, it makes everything make sense now. And there's even scenes that are the same scene in this movie as there are in the theatrical movie, but like the dialogue is different. And like, it's, you can really tell that Joss Whedon's known for his punchy humor. But anyway, Andrew, I guess,
I'm dying to hear, because I saw I don't even know if you remember. I watched the theatrical one with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, did you?
Ben went with us. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Shit. My bad.
And so I've seen it and I watched this. And I stand by Ben's statement.
I did the same thing.
I can tell you broad strokes what the plot is of this, but if it came down to any detailed information, I couldn't really. It's Andrew, could you tell me what you thought this, like, tell me what Justice, tell the audience what Justice League is about, please.
Okay.
No sound come out of that when you clapped your hand.
It registered as background noise, probably. So it opens with a bunch of, like, I have no idea what's going on at the beginning. I didn't see the movie before this. So, like, Superman dies, apparently.
That was the end of BVS.
Oh, shit, I've seen that movie. All right. So Superman dies, apparently, and then... it keeps like showing these cubes like rarely, and then the Lex Luthor standing in water looking all sad, and then it's just like some shit happened, you know what I mean?
You're describing a dream right now.
Oh, okay. Well, it opens with that. I was like,
well, no, that's not your fault. That's the movie's fault. Because this movie, it just sounds like somebody telling you about a dream they had the other night.
Yeah. So it shows all that stuff, and then. Let me see if in my notes if I can like remember.
See, you're asking somebody that doesn't care or know about any of this.
Shut up, Jacob.
Not your show, Jacob. We know what you think about this movie.
Yeah, I should just let you guys talk. I'll take over toward the end.
I think I'm going to surprise you. So nobody talks in the first 10 minutes of this movie, and I hated that. I did not like that. Hey, you made a 4-hour movie. This movie obviously could have been shorter. When I see some shit like that where nobody's talking in the first 10 minutes of the movie, but I digress. Then it goes to Batman, and he's recruiting all these guys because something's a coming, and Aquaman is like being a real dick to Batman. And I'm not going to do this whole movie. That's fucking
no, please. I'm having fun. Yeah.
But Batman is being a dick to Aquaman. I mean, Aquaman's being a dick to Batman. Batman's like, I got money, motherfucker. And then Aquaman, is like, no, I won't help you with this ambiguous thing that you're saying that you don't even seem to understand. And then Aquaman is like, fuck off, dude, and then just walks into the water, and these people start singing. Why do these people sing? Is that like a ritual?
I'll explain what I mean.
What you think? I'm not into fan theories.
I have no idea
what that shit was about.
I think
hey, Zach,
proceed.
Tell us why, proceed. Or don't put it in the movie.
Can I proceed. Say why?
No. Hold up.
Hold on. Take hold notes, up, Jacob. Andrew.
Don't ask any questions if you don't want answers.
Take notes. It was rhetorical. And then The ungrateful ass Banks, we find out, fucking foreclosed on Superman's mom, which was fucking asinine, and with the tribute still everywhere, and then so
they don't know she's Superman's mom. She's Clark Kent's mom to these people.
You find
Jesus.
Out Superman. You find
her by her name. Her name is Martha, y'all.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Martha. I forgot. Why did you say that name?
She's Martha Manhunter.
So fucking Batman is like, something's going to happen. I know of it. And then we cut to the land of the women, who are the Amazonians, I guess. And they're supposed to protect the cube. Of course, they don't. And the cube is stolen by this big horned fucking shiny guy. Right.
An old band. Steppenwolf.
Yeah, you don't Magic know what we can buy.
He should have come in with that. That should have been playing in the background.
Every time he showed up on screen, that started playing in my head. Why don't you come with me, little girl?
Totally should have said that to Wonder Woman at some point.
It would be different parts. It would be different parts of the song too. Like sometimes he'd jump in and be like, "Close your eyes, girl. Look inside." Sorry,
but, he's throwing horses.
Yeah, so that's just, yeah. So that turns out to be Steppenwolf. He jacks the fucking cube, and then you're still like, "What's up with this cube?" Well, I am. Do you guys know what the cube was at that point?
Nope.
Like, are you supposed to know?
I did. I was aware of what it was.
Are you supposed to know in the can? Like, if you're not like a comic book guy, like,
no, I think it said in the beginning, it's like it holds like the power of the MacGuffin in order to like do whatever you want it to do. Like, so if you get it, it'll do whatever you want it to do. So
it's the three witches.
If you want it to if you need it to like figure out the equation to the anti-life, you know, hey, that's what that's for.
Yeah. The anti-life. We all know.
Just for a second. The DC mythology, Dusty, I'm not that keen on it as much as I am Marvel. So they're all gods in DC, basically, is how it plays in this movie and everything I've ever read or seen.
Like superheroes in general?
Yeah, superheroes seem to be like gods in their reality.
Yeah.
It's like vaguely tied to mythology.
Some stuff. Yeah, some stuff is, some stuff isn't. Some stuff, they're more... they're like in the Flash TV show, they're metas. They're just mutants, basically. Something's happened to them and they've gotten powers. But then a lot of comic book stories, Superman is wrote is very godlike, and the people that write him that way write themselves into a corner and end up writing just shitty stuff. So like when they play them up as gods, they tend to get crappier stories out of them, you know. That's the difference between DC and Marvel stuff. Marvel stuff's more, you know, Peter Parker's me, you know, he's fucking
right. It's real
to fucking pay and worry about the fucking people in his life and shit. And he's got this job that fucking kicks his ass, you know. Superman.
He's a reporter.
The only time I ever took this seriously was when Wonder Woman was calling Superman Kal-El every once in a while.
Yeah,
I was like, yeah, that's what he would either be called, that or Clark. Like when Cyborg's like, "Superman, quick!" I'm like, he technically shouldn't go. Like, if someone says Superman, he shouldn't be like, "Oh, that's me." Like, that's a new name. Like, that's not a name. He's like, "My name is Superman." No, his name's Kal-El or Clark. And if you're gonna bring a character like that into the real world, sometimes don't call them by their comic book names. I'm sorry. Sometimes it's too goofy. Like Martian Manhunter sounded really stupid at the end of this movie. I was like, man, hearing it out loud, that sounds really dumb. Like,
I agree.
It should go with something else, maybe.
That was my problem with DC Comics in general, is that they felt like, other than Batman, they were so outside of reality that I couldn't really lose myself in their world. And this movie, I think, for what it's worth, does embody that. Like, you don't really, unless you know, you have no idea what's going on.
Yep, that's true.
Or unless you watched Man of Steel and Batman v Superman and remember.
No,
what
you
happened.
Still don't know what's going on in this movie, Jacob. Like, I've watched those movies and I was like,
how those connect.
If like, this
how do
is,
I know we were, then?
We were 9 minutes into this fucking. I got my kid. I was like, "You want to watch?"
You have
this
a doctorate hour? In this franchise. You have a PhD in this franchise.
You're getting nobody, Soros.
Nobody's seen BBS 15 times.
College graduates have done in their respective fields. Like, you know about this. Of course, you know about it.
It's I care like, about this shit.
It's like an Egyptologist coming up to me at a museum being like, how can you not read these hieroglyphics? How does nobody understand this? You've done the research, man. You've done the work.
You walk up to a tomb and you're like, ooh, King Tut. And he's like, no, stupid, it's Ramses. You don't know that's Ramses, you asshole.
Tutankhamun.
Yeah.
Allow me to Jesse, retort. Dusty, go ahead. And what were you saying?
We were 9 minutes into this movie. I got my kid in here to watch it. I was like, you want to watch this fucking 4-hour movie with me? She's like, yeah. We was 9 minutes in, and I just paused it, looked at her. I said, this movie was wrote by an absolute fucking dumbass.
Like, it's like a child wrote it.
Yeah, like he's as much as I want to like Zack Snyder's movies. Like, I sent y'all that text. Like, after reading that article, I don't hate Zack Snyder, no. Just most of his fucking movies.
He's a talented iconographer. He's got a good eye for shit. He's just.
Dude, some of those last fights in this movie, there was some shit in there that I was just like, God damn it, I wish this was in a better movie.
Yes.
You know, I wish, man, this scene
director of photography for someone else, like who
can yes.
direct.
You bring him in, you bring him into somebody else's movie.
He's a better scriptwriter. That's it.
His better movies were Watchmen, 300, and I guess that's it. Because I don't care much for that one, but, you know, that's not my wheelhouse.
You don't think this is his best movie?
Do you
no. Have you heard no. what these guys are saying?
No, 300. Wait,
you guys
great.
Don't like this?
Like, I'm blown away.
It's Zack Snyder. So much wasted potential. Like, there's every time something happens that's sort of cool, I can easily picture, like, wow, I can imagine a movie in which this is really cool because there are things that have been set up for this. Like, fucking Andrew turned me on to Dan Carlin's Hardcore History, and I've been reading about Caesar and shit, and I'm like, they could totally, like, if they would have spent a little time with Darkseid and his minions and like treat him kind of like the Darth Vader that he is. I mean, sorry, I've got so many fucking thoughts about this thing we're talking about Superman. I'm like, why, how is it the boys can do this without a fucking like a high wire act with like giving characters that are so evil a bunch of depth so that now everything has stakes on all sides. And all these characters are so paper thin from the heroes to the villains. They have no depth to them so that it all feels like I'm watching Injustice cutscenes.
Cause there's nothing at stake with this. I mean, we know how these movies play out. Like, we know how, you know, the bad guys are going to lose. We know that the good guys are going to have to figure out a way to work together. We've seen this so many times.
Yeah, the whole time I didn't write it because it's obvious, but I just kept going like, I bet they defeat them.
Right?
I bet they come together and defeat him. I bet it's real close and it's real dramatic, but I bet they get his ass.
You but know, my
I can't
my
blame them for that.
My kids were in the room and they were stoked all day. They were mad that I made them wait. And so we were going to watch it as a family. They lasted a good, like right after the Amazon scene, they dipped out and played Fortnite for about an hour. They came back and they were like, I'm going to leave again. And it was just like, oh wow. If little kids can't even connect, they loved it when Batman said, fuck though. That was great. They ate that up. But other than that, this movie didn't even hit them, and it should have.
This movie was for, Jacobs.
My entire family loved this movie.
Yeah, because you fucking you'd cut them off from food for the week if they said not.
They have to live with you if they didn't like it.
We're in different houses. You know what I mean?
Yes, Jacob. It's good. It's really good.
I love this movie. Look, I'm crying, and it's because of the movie.
Your family's the Russian family from the Joss Whedon cut.
That's wrong.
It's easier to say, yeah, we liked it, than to you to pout all week.
Look, Jacob, look, I'm gonna throw you a bone. I actually didn't hate this movie. I'm just razzing on it because I had a really bad day. But I have to give Zack Snyder credit because coming back to this, like, I really put myself in his shoes while watching it. I was like, this was his daughter's dream. And like the fact that he came back and finished his daughter's dream after losing his daughter in the way that he lost her, you get like 100% like all the dad credit in the world, because I couldn't have done it. I would have not done it. But for it being a coherent movie, absolutely not. It is just, it's just not.
I do think it's better than the theatrical cut, even though it's so, I'm sorry for having, I'm angry because it's so goddamn long, but
absolutely,
man, just like,
why would you be,
DC should have just like, honestly, I think DC could have turned this all around if they didn't try to catch up with movies and instead made these into episodic TV shows.
Well, that was the plan.
This should have been
because they could have actually built this shit up.
Yeah, this should have been a season of television.
Why can't you every just episode pause it after an hour then? And
this is the only thing I've wanted them to release week to week. Because yeah, that would be just bite sized pieces enough for me to just be like, okay. Well, you know, each chapter, let it go.
Yeah, it's like a Dragon Ball Z like marathon because of like how much information goes by in each
segment. My god.
Like, you need the little recaps in the before and afters, you know what I mean? Because it's too much information. Time. It's a lot of names. Names is chasing names and he's looking for a box with him that makes a thing that makes a deal with the thing of the thing.
By the way, if you're listening to the audio of this podcast in the future, we're on YouTube. Turn on the video version of this podcast and just watch Jacob while people criticize this movie. That's why I haven't talked much in the last like 10 minutes. I've just been slapping my knee watching Jacob.
The hardest part of this fucking show is like, I get on here ready to suck this thing's dick, and everybody's just like, this thing that you want to suck its dick, it's awful, and you should be ashamed of yourself.
No, you should be ashamed.
I don't feel that.
We're just pointing out how bloated and empty and thin and shallow it is. That's the complete opposite.
I wanted more. Give me fucking 8 hours of this shit.
Well, that it could have been better. That's what I'm saying. If this was a TV series that had like three seasons of this stuff, like parsed out, it might be good. There's shit in there that I'm like, oh, that's a cool idea, or that would be cool to see in a Superman movie, but.
Since you guys didn't watch the video I shared.
Well,
I did.
Okay. But Andrew, the person that wouldn't understand this stuff the most, didn't watch the video I shared.
Yeah, I didn't understand it at all.
But anyway, I shared a video that explained, because like before the Snyder Cut was going to exist, there was an exhibition of like a Justice League exhibition that Warner Brothers held on their lot, and there were pictures of all these storyboards for like the next two movies, and they were going to pay all this shit off, and from what they were saying, and it still might happen because this has been huge so far, and this has been like even sites I see give people bad reviews, like it's getting nines out of 10, like around the board, like this is
it's really been 50-50 with people. I've noticed, like you either liked it or you like hated it.
But it's not like it's getting a bad review because I don't understand it. Like, what's a video? What is it even explaining? I understand it. I understand the plot. Like Steppenwolf, the general of Darkseid, who's disgraced and wants to go home, has to find these boxes to redeem himself, and the boxes could destroy everything, so the Justice League have to get together to fight these guys, and then they fight them, and the Flash does some timey-wimey stuff, and at the end we see an epilogue in which Batman kind of has like a vision. We see into an alternate DC universe, I guess, in which like the world is like all apocalyptic and stuff.
And this is the setup for a movie of that apocalyptic world.
Yeah, I don't want to see that movie.
And I do.
That was the only part of the movie I really dug, was that part where Joker and Batman are hanging. I'm like, dude, this is a way better Jared Leto Joker by far. Even though it's not like to my taste, I didn't really like it. it was so much better than that weird greasy thing he was playing in Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Like this actually felt kind of like a conversation between Joker and Batman who had some history behind them. And I was like, damn, that's kind of badass. Sucks that this isn't the actual movie. I know it's not the movie. It's just this tail end thing, because I was getting pissed when it was like 3 hours in and I'm like, where's the fucking Joker? I know he's not going to be like a huge part, but like that was the first thing you showed me in that trailer that actually made me go like, okay, I'll check it out because I want to see these characters that I like.
I thought I fell asleep and missed him last
night. Me too. Same. I went 3 hours and 30 minutes. I actually stopped and re-scrubbed the whole thing going like, did I miss the Joker?
Well, that's about the time I asked Emmy, I was like, did I go to sleep and miss the fucking Joker last night? She goes, I don't think I saw him anywhere. I was like, okay.
This movie makes you lose time. It's like an alien abduction. You just like, you have missing moments.
I was getting asked so many questions through this movie. And it wasn't to do with like continuity shit, like shit she'd had to have seen in BVS or the other Justice League movie or Wonder Woman or anything. It was just like what was going on in the movie, and my answer every time was like, I don't know what the fuck they're doing right now, because they would just bounce from this thing to this thing, and then you get a little bit of fucking dialogue, and then this thing to this thing, and then a little bit of fucking silly Flash running. Like, yeah, he can't write a movie. Like, if you made this post-apocalyptic Batman movie that they show at the end of this, he better not be the motherfucker writing it. Let him do the action scenes and some of the set design and concept art for it. But don't let him write it, because that's as deep as it fucking gets. This is the deepest layer this movie can go. Zack Snyder can't write any deeper. The only two movies that are decent of his stuff are two movies that he followed panel by panel from somebody else's comic book that somebody else wrote, and they were fine because he had a roadmap and he stuck to it well. It was great. Yeah. But Sucker Punch, have you seen Sucker Punch? That's a pick one of these days for me if I feel like sitting through it again, because that is the biggest garbage, prettiest movie I have ever seen. Ben?
I'm letting you
praising the Lord.
You know what though? Jesse, you bring up a point that I had written down, is that what he should do is the Dark Knight, like the, you know, the comic book of Frank Miller comic book. If he were to direct that movie, people would go crazy, because again, he's not writing the story. If the story's already written, it's a dark, gritty Batman. Give me Ben Affleck in that role. That's what I want.
That's a lot of what BVS was. He kind of already made that movie, but it was.
No, he stole from that movie. He stole from the book.
He borrowed,
he,
you know.
He ruined a bunch of storylines with that movie. Perfectly good storylines that they could have used.
Was
in the
because
future.
He wanted to
he
do
picked
this.
Pieces out of them and butt fucked them real hard, and then stuck them in his movie.
That's Joss Whedon. That's Joss Whedon. Watch out.
No.
Yeah. Like,
okay.
Is his feet, Andrew?
I thought you'd be on my side on this shit.
On this movie?
Yeah.
On this movie right here.
Yes.
He told us that he wasn't gonna like this movie
let me clarify some things that Jacob asserted in his breakdown at the front of this that's not true. The part, oh, he's leaving. No,
the out of here.
All the parts of the Joss Whedon movie that I hated are parts from this fucking movie. The Flash, while having a few extra scenes in the Joss Whedon movie and a lot more like comedic, jokey scenes are added between like him and Cyborg and him and a few other people, like. All that Flash shit sucks, because Ezra Miller is the only person in this movie that I would not like to see play that character in somebody else's Flash movie.
Yeah,
you know what
is
I mean?
This guy Ezra Miller?
Hey, yeah, quick.
I would watch Henry Cavill in somebody else's fucking Superman movie. Yeah. I would definitely watch Ben Affleck in somebody else's Batman movie. I've seen Gal Gadot in somebody else's Wonder Woman movie, and I don't. But I assume somebody could write a good enough role for her to be Wonder Woman in. Fucking, I really like Ray Fisher as Cyborg. Like, that kid was good, even though he was surrounded in hot garbage through most of the fucking movie. Looked like they pulled him out of a PlayStation 1 game.
Well, he's not getting the chance to emote, really, in these movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody's got to be a statue, a living statue in a Zack Snyder.
Has any? I'm pretty sure Jeeves has seen it, but has anybody watched the Doom Patrol on HBO Max? Like, Cyborg is in it. Looks tons better with a fucking prosthetic on his face and wearing clothes than this motherfucker looked in this $5 bajillion fucking movie that they spent for no goddamn reason, and it still looks like a goddamn Atari 2600 fucking graphic.
It looks like Tron.
One of my notes on the CGI was like, the one day there's going to be a PS6 that's going to make this whole movie look fucking silly. Like, we're going to be playing stuff that looks better than this, because I can already see it like aging. Okay, quick technical question before I forget it, when you're talking about the Flash. Okay, the Flash, man, supposed to be the coolest superpower visually in my mind, because, hell, even those stinky-ass X-Men movies had badass Quicksilver sequences in them. And so my question is, in this DC universe, why is it the Flash is moving so slow in an also slow background? Isn't the point that he is to move quickly, or at least at a normal pace, while everyone else is kind of frozen DuckTales style, like you would see in kind of Quicksilver and in various fast things? Why is he always slow motion as well? It's the whole thing is slow motion, which is weird because he's the Flash.
That's Zack Snyder, though.
Zack Snyder's time travel.
There's no answer for that, Ben. I'm sorry.
He just likes slow motion.
It's a Zack Snyder fucking aneurysm he had, and he's just like, this will knock people's socks off. And it's just like, has Ezra Miller ever run in real life? Because he doesn't. I know he can slap a bitch. Yeah. I've seen him knock the fuck out of a bitch, but he can't run for shit.
That's the thing. I thought he was great. Honestly, there were a couple times where it was a little played up his acting, but like, he's like a perfect mixture of Justin Long and Andy Samberg. Like, and so I thought he was fine in his role. I'm not familiar with the Flash. This is the first time I've seen the Flash in fucking anything. So like, I thought he was fine in the role. Who the fuck runs like that? And he's supposed to be like the best runner. Like, your thing is you run. So, but you're running with these like flaily, like you run like a gymnast. Like,
he runs with his arms out like, to the side, and he's like
weird,
going,
ugh. Like, who told him to run like that? Like,
hey, dude. That is for maximum speed.
That is honestly
more aerodynamic. He's moving the air. That's
I realize why it's in slow motion now, because if you saw this in fast motion,
it looks like
you gotta slow it down.
It looks like Steven Seagal when he's like doing a demonstration of his blocking technique, like all this. Excellent. Shit. Yeah.
But here's what aggravates you about Zack Snyder. But then in the very next scene, he'll be running normal, and it'll be a pretty cool looking fucking Flash sequence, and it's just like, I don't know where the man's head goes during this shit, because he's so inconsistent with his dumb shit that he looked into this.
Well, it's not like they're like didn't think about what I mean. Probably if you took somebody that designed this movie, they'd explain to you why it looks like that. But I don't know why it looks like that. I think it looks fucking cool.
You're talking about like lightning and all that shit.
Yeah, and just the slow motion running and shit like that. Like I thought it was awesome when the car crash happened outside and he turned so fast his shoes fell apart. I thought that was pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
I mean, he's the Flash. There's gonna be some cool stuff about it, because I mean,
the rest of his clothes should have though.
Yeah,
no, they're not anchored to the floor.
Cool ideas sometimes.
And Zack Snyder likes to show dingling, so I mean, he should have. Or at least he should have showed us the Flash's dingling.
Yeah, just well, like with flapping. Like,
well, since you're talking about that car scene, that was one of the things that kind of got brought up about Joss Whedon, was that it had come to light that there were some extras in the movie that found out that their skin had been lightened substantially.
Oh, Jesus in the movie. Christ, really?
And this girl that plays Iris West, yeah. who Flashlight saves out of the car, she's adorable. Completely cut out of the movie. Like, she's not even in Joss Whedon's movie.
Right.
And I guess he was pretty – he kind of did the same thing to Ray Fisher. Like, Ray's shit is drastically cut.
Oh, yeah.
In,
I don't remember him even having Joss a Whedon. Character arc in the Joss Whedon one.
His like, dad was still there, but that was about it.
Yeah, his dad
made still, him. He still had kind of the same thing because he's crucial to the plot for when they have to bring Superman back. Yeah. But that's but about, actually
see what his it. Like I didn't I just thought like oh yeah he's a cyborg. This movie I'm like oh it's not it's way more than he's just a cyborg. He's like
he's a Frankenstein.
He's like Frankenstein. A Frankenstein.
It's one of these like, computers.
Yeah, he's truly like making the passing the threshold between like download, you know, downloading your mind into the internet or something, you know. He's like it's a cool concept. It's a, again
I wish somebody else would have been doing it.
I wish had better scripts and stories and like shit to go with that made me care about that. That's the thing. Everything that looks cool makes you go, God damn, I wish I cared about this shit. Fuck.
Yeah. The scene when they show like the history of those mother boxes, like that was a little bit more expanded in this than it was in the other one. When they show like Zeus and the Green Lantern fighting Dark Side and all that shit, like that stuff was cool. Like they spent, I think it was like they put another $70 million, if not more, into letting Joss or letting Zack Snyder finish filming the stuff that he needed to finish, and then he just started adding shit to it that was not even in those original movies that he had filmed.
Which is great because that sequence,
for movies that are not going to continue as far as we know.
Well, I mean, I really think they will because I mean he added the Martian Manhunter shit. Like that wasn't like they might have had the scene where Martha turns into Martian Manhunter, but the scene at the end, like he added that.
Martian Manhunter was not in the other one at all.
Okay, so he added that
Because he's got posters. If you remember the posters for this movie when they come out, they were all like torso shots of the heroes.
Yeah, yeah.
And on the bottom of the posters, it said Unite the Seven. And then the movie comes out, and that's not anywhere to be seen. There's not seven of them. There's not anywhere near seven of them.
Okay, so
he intended it, but he never had any of that shit filmed.
That and the nightmare scene with Joker, like he said he added that because... He said if this is his last chance to film anything, he wanted to put Batman and Joker in a scene together with dialogue. And so it's cool that he got to do that. So the thing is, though tragedy struck and, you know, we got the bad version of this and then he was able to remake it. If his original vision would have happened, you know, without tragedy striking, we still wouldn't have gotten the movie we get here. It would have been less. And so, I mean, yeah, it's
and probably better.
Well,
you think
the article that Andrew hasn't read
now
points out that was just an excuse. They just like when that happened.
Right.
They found a good enough reason to be like, no, you're mentally not stable to finish this. You know, why don't you go and take a break? We won't fault you for it. You know, go on and leave. But they had completely lost confidence in him because of the reaction to BVS.
Which, and I get that, man, dude. Listen, Martha killed me. Like Martha, when I think of that movie,
months later,
I think of months later. No, it killed me in the moment. I can remember the moment my heart broke in the theater. But it was like when you find out your spouse is cheating and you're just denying it. You're like, no, it's cool. She loves me. She loves me. It's cool. There's got to be a reason. There's got to be a reason she's doing this.
That dude is just her friend.
Yeah, it's cool. There's got to be a reason. It'll make sense. She's gonna explain it to me. It's fine because I love her so much.
His mom had the same name. Anybody would react that way.
Exactly, but like this, I feel like if this would have had the opportunity to be the follow up to that, I think this would have made people forget about that. And I think this would have, this was at least like, if I'm watching this, if I'm watching the Joss Whedon version, I am seeing them, you know, and we talked about it during the podcast. I'm seeing them directly trying to compete with Marvel. If I'm watching this, I'm at least seeing somebody trying to do something a little bit different than Marvel, something darker than Marvel. I mean, like in the original or in the Joss Whedon theatrical version, at the end, Wonder Woman breaks Steppenwolf's hammer and he gets scared and runs away. And that's all that happens at the end of that movie. There is no dark side. You don't see the portal or anything like that. In this movie, Wonder Woman decapitates Steppenwolf and sends his head tumbling to Darkseid's feet, which is that's a way better ending to that character. That's a, you know, especially a character that's a little bitch. Like, Steppenwolf, because Joss Whedon had to turn a 4-hour movie into a 2-hour movie, he took Darkseid completely out of it and tried to make Steppenwolf into a big bad. And in this movie, Steppenwolf is relegated back to what he needs to be, which is basically a side dude to the big bad who's trying to regain.
He's a mini boss.
Yeah, he's trying to regain his stature because he got cast out and he owes, what was it, like 50,000 worlds before he can come back or something like that?
50,001 apparently, because he's working on one when he's told that. So.
And I don't know. Like,
it's a really arbitrary number, but that's what, that's what the story, you know, is.
In a way, seeing the Joss Whedon version, watching this, was there were parts that were kind of boring because I'd already seen those parts in another movie that I didn't find very entertaining. I would have loved to have been, you know, to have seen this first, you know what I'm saying? But now I will only watch this and hopefully the Joss Whedon version will just fade away. I don't know though, man, I might just watch it again just as like a film study type of thing. This is going to be like in the curriculum for film study and like film classes and stuff like that. Like, Andrew, I know you're not gonna, but if you watched the theatrical version, you'd be pretty blown away by what they did to this movie to make it a 2-hour movie.
They cut its nuts off. Like, yeah. It's a complete, like, I remember leaving that theater and my family was, we were just all kind of numb. Like, just, yeah. It's like a really bad date.
Yeah, and that's the thing though. It's got a little bit of charm. God, there was some stupid shit though. Like in the theatrical version, Batman for some reason has a complete heart. Well, to rush the plot forward, Batman has a hard on for Superman, like hardcore. He talks about him all the time with all this, you know. Oh, Superman, if only we had Superman back. And then once he finds out with the mother box scene that he can have Superman back, this is a completely refilmed scene because like they all make the decision together in this cut. But in the theatrical cut, he's like, God damn it, we can bring Superman back. We're going to do it. And everybody's like, it's a bad idea. And he's like, we're going to do it. And they bring Superman back. And when he sees him, he's like, oh, and Dusty's singing his head. I remember, dude,
it is so weird. He's like a little fucking, he's just like,
Yeah.
Yeah. It's real weird because I watched bits and pieces of BVS last night, and Batman has such a hard on against Superman in that right. movie. He's like,
he wants to fucking murder yeah. Superman. He's like, he's a fucking like, alien. He's like, I'm killing him.
Yeah. Fuck that alien. Fuck him having a name and a couple of adoptive parents on this earth. Fuck that motherfucker. All the way through, motherfucker says Martha. Batman now fucking has such a crush on Superman. And get this, when they resurrect Superman in this movie, what does Superman become? The thing Batman feared most in Batman versus Superman. A wild alien just tearing off and having, you know, doing damage and shit. And it never even, he never like... You would think if Batman were a real character, that might click back that old hatred for Superman shit. Like, that would stick with him. Like, I'm never going to forget how when we first brought you back, you were like fucking crazy and started like doing shit. I don't know if I'm ever going to truly, truly trust you.
And that's cool because we could probably get that because like we don't see the happy scene in this movie where Batman is like, oh. Because there's twice it happens in the Whedon version when Superman shows up during the Steppenwolf fight at the end. Batman has the happiest reaction you've ever seen. And
you can tell that's where all those Ben Affleck memes come from.
Yeah.
Where where they're filming press junkets, and he's just like,
well, no, like, no, that was
the
that
dumbest
was from...
shit in the world. He had to film as Batman for that fucking movie.
That's true. That's true. Well, any even in BVS, I mean, like, listen, man, I'll never defend Martha. I know I did, but it's listen, you're making the biggest, you're making like to a lot of people the biggest movie of all time. You got to do this right. You got to get the reason they're fighting good, and you got to get the reason they stop fighting even better, you know. And Martha don't cut the mustard, man.
I wonder if it would have been as, yeah, it would. I was gonna say, I wonder if it would have been as bad if Civil War hadn't come out like right at the same time as this, and the Captain America Iron Man feud seems so much more like real and organic than this did. This was just like, what the fuck are you guys fucking fighting about? Stop and talk,
dude.
Solved.
This movie also does that when Superman comes back. Mm-hmm. Nobody stops and talks in these movies. Like, this is the ultimate old school. If you would just say two fucking sentences, you could not have this whole war. Also, I just realized the whole Martha thing could have been done completely legitly if they would have just put Lois ass Lane in the corner there and have him yelling off to the side, "Save Martha before he kills me," you know, and then Batman could be like, "Wait, huh? Who? Martha? What?" It would still be kind of stupid.
Lex Luthor's gonna kill his mom. But what? No shit.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want his mom to die like my mom died.
That is what happened. No,
because it was the stupidest whole. The whole reason that's stupid is because Superman says you're gonna let him kill Martha. No person calls their mom by their first fucking
name.
That's
true.
If he would have yelled it at Lois Lane in the corner, and you know Lois Lane can't stop Batman, and he's like, "Oh, please stop!" And he's like, "Just Lois, just make sure you save Martha." And then Batman goes, "Whoa, whoa, what the fuck?" That would actually be okay.
That would have been okay. You're right.
Little things, man. He's just got to think about little things.
Yeah, because if he would have been saying that to Lois, that would have made sense. You're right.
He can't. He's got to think about that big, gigantic fucking blow everything up, shoot some lightning bolts around.
Dude, he's slow-mo a bit of a Michael shit. Bay.
Oh, could you imagine that movie? Could you imagine it?
I watched it, kind of.
I don't know, man. The U.S. military wasn't in this much.
Yeah, that's true. There were butt shots like galore.
Yeah. Oh. No doves. No doves. No military. I like how Aquaman always found the time when he was out of the water to find a vest and like a real, real silky scarf to wear.
God, he's so annoying. Did anybody do a play? He should play Lobo. They should have made him Lobo.
Exactly.
Make him part of the universe, because his Aquaman makes no fucking sense to me. And, you know, honestly, the boys have... we're going to talk about the boys, because also, why is it... I love Superman. I want a cool Superman so much. I've been waiting for a Superman movie, and the best Superman I've ever gotten is the fucking boys, and he's a shit heel of a Superman, but he's still the best goddamn Superman that's ever lived as far as complexity in a character and like actually taking the themes of Superman seriously.
What's that character's name in the boys?
Homelander.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's, but yeah, no, the boys have all shown us that Aquaman sucks. Listen, it's sorry. You can't bring every Golden Age character up. Some of them don't hold up. And especially if you call them by their comic book names, it's really not going to hold up. So, you know, find some B squads who could really shine in the 21st century, you know?
I mean, Aquaman, what is
this? I disagree.
Power?
I like this Aquaman. I just wish somebody that could do something with him wrote it.
What's his powers though? Really though, Dusty. I hated Aquaman in the comic books just because.
Okay,
of the way
so I guess technically, if you're not paying attention to like the Super Friends shit, which most of the jokes Aquaman shit comes from, talking to fish and like, unless we're fucking fighting somebody on the boat, like what good are you? He's essentially underwater Superman. Like he's indestructible and fucking super strong and shit. And but like the whole water shit, I did not like the Aquaman movie, but it's leaps and bounds better than the Atlantis shit in this movie. That fucking bubble shit got on my nerves so bad because these are fish people. They have evolved underwater, but they have to make air bubbles to fucking talk. And at one point they have Mara be like, she's doing like some echolocation shit, which I thought was cool. But then she's got to open a bubble to fucking talk to people.
Just and they do it like make them telepaths. Who cares?
Aquaman, they just fucking talk. They just fucking talk underwater. Like, that's fine. I can get past that, right?
They're living and breathing underwater. Why can't they just talk underwater?
Yeah, just let them talk to each other in this. But every time, like, that's so inconvenient for these people.
Do you think that they created the bubble thing just so she could have the moment where she makes the bubble and then tries to drain Steppenwolf of his moisture?
No, because Zack Snyder could not figure out a way to have them talk underwater. That's why the bubbles are there.
That was
established in the other, like, behind the scenes for the Justice League movie.
Yeah.
Was that, like, because they kept asking, was it the Fast and Furious guy that made the Aquaman movie? I don't remember who it was.
Yeah, James
Wan. But they kept asking, are you going to still do the air bubble shit? And he's like, oh, you know, they tried to distance themselves. Patty Jenkins and whoever made the Aquaman movie seriously tried to distance themselves from shit that was in the theatrical cut of Justice League. And he's like, oh, no, we've figured out we're doing something totally different underwater. Then when you watch the movie, they're just talking.
Yeah. Hey, I can't lie though. If they were talking like the bubble shit, I get your beef with it. Mm-hmm. But if they were talking underwater and it sounded clear, that shit would have fucking, what is it, super water? Like, you know what
didn't.
I mean? Like,
it didn't. They did some shit to it, but
well, I'm just saying, yeah, you know, I'm just saying, yeah. Like, had they, yeah. So he would have had to do something like telekinesis would have been cool, yeah. Like you said, or like something like that. Because like if they were just underwater looking at each other and their mouths were moving and it sounded like overdubbed talking, like that shit would have been the worst.
It takes far more of a creative mind to come up with that shit than this guy. Like he's like, oh, he come up with a few underwater scenes that were cool, but this like, oh, they're gonna have to talk in this scene. Well,
I think it's a good solution. Honestly,
I didn't mind the bubble. Willem Dafoe was creepy as fuck. Like he was a little weird. Standing there making that pose the whole time he's talking to him, like he's just like not moving at all when he talks to him.
Not
like,
real. He's a CGI model made in Blender, and they threw his face on it. It's weird.
There is some janky CGI in this movie. I'll give you that.
There's lots of janky CGI, honestly.
Well, they said that was going to be the case because it was right. Like I expected it to look a little rougher, actually.
Because this is still, you know, best you're going to get. This isn't like it's finished, but it's not finished.
They should finish it even more and add another hour. Why the hell not?
Fuck yeah.
We're at 4, make it 12.
That scene especially, Cyborg's got the most janky moments. That scene where he blocks that tank from hitting that cop and then he says some line like get back or something like that.
That was Jimmy Olsen.
Was it? Oh yeah, the actor, yeah. Yeah. So that's fun. The guy that played Jimmy Olsen in the old
Jimmy's thick. He like took way too long to figure out to fucking leave. Like they threw like 8 cars at him before somebody's like, dude, get the fuck out of here.
He's a security guard. He's doing his job.
Superman's lost it, bro.
if we suck this movie's dick enough, can we start fucking tearing it apart now or what?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for you guys to actually criticize it.
It's even so much. They changed so much and rushed the ending so much that like here they set up that Lois goes and visits Superman's monument. Like every day, and and she just happens to be around when he comes back because of that. And in the theatrical version, where Batman's like, "We got to bring him back. We only got 2 hours. Come on." He actually takes Lois Lane there in a limo, and he's like, and I wonder how that conversation went because when she sees him, she seems surprised that he's alive. But how'd that conversation go in the limo? He's like, all right, now what's going to happen here? Yeah. It's Alfred.
It might destroy the world.
Now, listen, we're bringing your boyfriend back. Okay. No, no, calm down. We don't know how this is going to go. He might be evil. Now, if he's about to rip Batman's head off, our last chance is him seeing your face. So I'm going to need you to step out of the limo at that exact moment and let him see you. And that, if that doesn't work well, you know, well,
I'm escorting you to your death. When they brought Superman, was it when they brought Superman back that it showed the Earth and the Earth, like the whole top side of the Earth was just singed?
That was when Superman died. That was when toward the end, when Steppenwolf starts winning and the Flash has to go back in time.
I think that was Batman was having a dream at the front of the movie. Correct.
No, at the front of this movie, it shows the end of Batman v Superman, and it shows it shows Batman's scream, and his scream is what wakes up the mother boxes. You see like a wave. And the reason the scream wakes up the mother boxes is because without a Kryptonian on this planet to protect it, you know, Steppenwolf, hears the call that he can come.
Close your eyes, girl. Look, sorry.
But, why didn't it wake up the one in America that was like right next to the action? Why didn't that one wake?
You know what? I think it did in the theatrical version. That's a really good question. But in this version, Cyborg kind of keeps a hold of it the whole time, and he's constantly moving around. And that's why Steppenwolf's like, you've been nearby it. You've been close to it. I smell it. You know, but
well, the dad had already already activated it.
Right.
That's how Cyborg was made. And it was in a lab. True. I also would like to point out, like, the Atlanteans, they put it in this elaborate fucking holding thing, that mother box, and the fucking Amazonians did the same thing, like this crazy fucking fortified temple and shit, and the humans just dug a hole in the woods and threw it in.
Real smart people we are.
The Nazis had it for a bit, but hey, we're the only ones who were able to protect it. We're the only ones that didn't get got.
Your technologically advanced Cyborg goes out, and what does he do? Digs a hole and throws it in it.
Throws in the hole.
It's true.
Nobody will find it here. Works
every time.
Good old That's American elbow
you,
grease.
You build a fucking monument to this shit, that draws attention. You dig a hole, you dug a hole.
That was one of my points. That was one of my notes, by the way, when they took it from the Atlanteans. It's like, hey, don't put it in a place where you obviously built a very specific thing for a very specific important thing where they could just come in and get it and leave.
And it's just sitting out in the open in the middle of it. It's like, here it is.
Yeah, on a fucking pedestal in the middle.
That's because a lot of these societies in these DC movies are stupid.
Yeah.
The Amazonians, the Atlanteans, they're all kind of stupid.
Yeah, it's weird that they were
wrote by an idiot. So
it's weird that the Amazonians
written, Dusty, written by an idiot.
Well, shit, I'll drink to that.
No, I'm sorry.
Is it a little bit weird that the Amazonians call Earth the land of the men, the world of men? It's like, well, bro, there's I'd bro, we got still... chicks too. We got chicks too, dog.
Yeah, but they're kind of been enslaved.
Yeah, they've had a bad time.
Yeah, well, there's Krypton had men and women.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't really know about Krypton.
Well, like, maybe they should fucking crack a book. It's 2021.
Yeah. Find out about all the women on Earth, dog.
I don't think there's any CEOs books on Themyscira.
I don't know. One of them's the vice president.
They're wearing jeans and working now.
Yeah.
That place is so hidden, Wonder Woman can't even find her way back.
Look, they obviously don't like dick. Duh. I mean,
that is true. Do they scissor and make kids? Is that what happens?
Dude, Wonder Woman actually in the first Wonder Woman movie,
they're all trafficked.
In the first Wonder Woman movie, Wonder Woman, she does say that, you know, basically they please each other on that planet.
Fuck yeah!
Or dude. on that, not a
yeah,
planet.
She was the only kid in that fucking place. So
ooh,
yeah.
that's weird. So yeah, they got to watch her grow up, and then they started pleasing.
Fuck
her.
Yeah, dude! Yeah.
God, yeah. Dusty, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Unless they got some shit like from Futurama, like that the Snoo Snoo episode where they just bring them into the that tribe of giant women and they just made sexy time with them.
Gibbons just
Go ahead, Jacob.
Gibbons just asked, is Lois ever pregnant in these? That's why I wanted you guys to watch this video.
That's part of the horseshit. It's horseshit, Jacob. It's horseshit. It's convoluted web of horseshit.
It was a pregnancy test.
Listen.
At least in this film.
She was pregnant in this, apparently, because if he ever got to make the other movies, Superman and Lois's kid was going to be the new Batman.
But it was also going to be Bruce's kid because they were going to retroactively have had a thing in between Superman dying and coming back.
Oh, retroactively. What a great way to turn the story.
But that I think that was I think it's just it was still going to be Clark's son.
Yeah, it switches back to Superman.
Oh, right. He's still going to raise it. No, they
In the video that you sent, it switches back to actually being Clark's kid. Like,
That was like,
they
allude
to it being Bruce's and then they. And then Lois eventually tells him that it's Clark's.
So the Flash lied by saying Lois lied?
I don't know, man. Jeez, when did he say Lois lied?
The video, if you paid total attention to it. Basically the whole Lois is the key thing was
Snyder's fucking fever dream on a
Batman and Lois had a thing
from fucking Chicano Flash.
Lois got pregnant. Superman comes back. She's like, hey, Superman, this kid's yours, I guess. Ha ha. And anyway, she tells Batman that it's Superman's kid. And anyway, Darkseid, Lex tells Darkseid that Lois is the key to turning Superman evil. And so Darkseid goes to the Batcave where Lois is with Batman, and Darkseid kills Lois in front of Batman. And you know, in this where the Joker says how many timelines are you going to go through before you get the cojones to die? The reason he says that is because so Lois dies in the Batcave there. Right then, Superman shows up. You see this at the end of this movie during the nightmare sequence. You see Superman in the Batcave holding Lois's skeleton, and then Darkseid comes to put his hand on his shoulder. And that's why Superman gets evil. That's the whole nightmare thing. But what they said is in the next movie, what was going to happen is that
everyone's gonna be asleep because it's so fucking boring.
The Flash, Jesus Christ, juice. The Flash, he goes, because in Batman v Superman, he shows up early and is like, oh no, I'm too soon.
No, he was too early. He was too early.
I'm too soon. Lois is the key. I'm too soon. You're probably not gonna know what this means. I'll come back. So apparently, in that movie, he comes back again because the reason they're with Joker is because Joker had a mother box, and that's how they use the mother box to travel back in time and warn Bruce. So the Flash travels back in time and says, Bruce, Lois, it's your baby. Lois lied. And so, and that's in the he tells him that in the moment that Darkseid kills Lois. So Batman jumps in front of Lois and Darkseid shoots Batman instead, which makes Superman good. And all this good shit happens. There's just like this whole fucking other thing that could happen. And I think
guy's sources. Like, where did he get all this information?
He went to a Warner Brothers event that had all the storyboards for like the next two movies. And now they like, if you go to the, like, they're blocking these on websites now because I think they're planning on using this shit now. So if you look for these storyboards now, like Warner Brothers has been taking them down, but because everybody's so excited about the Snyder cut, they're basically about to hand the keys back over to Zack Snyder if he'll take them.
If you'll have us, Zack Snyder.
God, I hope he has. I hope he has a fucking soul and says, "Eat a dick. I'm gonna go make what's on my mind."
Man, fuck that.
Sucker Punch too.
I need to
sucker
see this
punch
shit
too. I want sucker punchiest.
It took me so long to find a virtual background of a person sleeping and make it work, and he's finally done with his sentence. I mean, so I still had to do it. People on Twitch watched me try it for a little bit. Jacob, I just fucking look. This is. I was gonna hold this till the end, right?
No.
I was gonna do a big reveal at the end of the podcast, Jacob. But I'm gonna do it right now. I really liked this movie, like quite a bit. I enjoyed this movie. I was gonna let us shit on this movie for 2 hours, and then at the end go, yeah, it was cool. I liked it, but. I'll do it right now, but I gotta tell you, like, the fan theories, man, and the fucking.
It's not a theory. It was on storyboards. It was at an official thing. That's not a theory.
If you see the storyboards, then you don't have evidence that it's real.
You can still find the shit. They are taking it down.
Let's find it right now.
Don't take the time to find it right now.
Well, and he even said at the end of the video, like he did some shit, and like some of it's guessing and all that shit. This fucking, like, it's a superhero movie. Like, it's not string theory. We don't need this 20 minutes of, like, no, what actually happened was, if you see this little tiny thing in the background, that's a guy that you've never met before. And that guy has a lot to do with the shit that you're missing about this 4-hour fucking movie that you just watched. Like, we talked about it, like,
what guy are you talking about?
That was an outlandish example.
Exactly, because you don't have an actual example.
Jacob, I will just
replay like this guy the didn't poor have shit. Actual. This guy didn't have actual examples either, Jacob.
Yeah, I will just replay.
Deuce, did you watch the video?
Yes, I watched the video.
Yeah,
I watched lots of video. I've watched storyboards lots of YouTube videos.
This stuff
okay.
Is-
Look, let's say it's real. Let's go ahead and just agree in this illusion. But here's the thing: none of it matters. Like,
it didn't make it into the movie.
It's not here,
so it doesn't matter at all.
It's not supposed to be in this movie. It was supposed to be in the next movies that didn't get made because this didn't get made.
But it did get made.
But now this has gotten made, and so now that can get made.
Now they can't do it though. If it is real, they can't do it.
Why?
I almost died hearing you explain it.
Yes.
Second of all, I am not comfortable with Bruce Wayne fucking Lois Lane.
Oh, I am.
I'm just not. That. I'll watch it. No. I'll watch it. But I'm not on board.
What happens in the Batcave?
Yeah, this Jerry Springer horseshit drama mixed with this fucking like Greek mythology and all this, like, it is just way too much, man. Like, it looked cool. The movie looked cool. Everything was way too important. Like, this movie just oozes with self-importance the entire time. Like, it's a fucking Roman epic, you know what I mean? But, like, just leave it at the movie. We don't have to do all these fucking these alternate universes where this other shit might have happened and we don't explain why you're
Doctor Strange
in the movie. We don't, yeah.
No,
we
that's
don't
fine, G. Shut up.
Oh, that's fine.
Don't
but
bring,
this is,
don't bring
yeah,
good,
Dr.
Don't bring good stuff
fine.
Into this conversation.
No, that's what I'm saying. Is like it's
there
too
are
much
competent
reading.
People writing and directing those movies, right?
No, that wasn't a knock on Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange is one of my favorite characters growing up. What I'm saying is this movie, the whole time I was watching it, was like, it feels like somebody was cheating off of Marvel's, you know, work. Like, if your theory is true, Batman sacrificing himself in an alternate reality is no different than Iron Man killing himself at the end of Endgame. It's just the same thing with a different, you know.
But they didn't know that was going to happen when they made that.
I don't think this is Zack Snyder trying to ape Marvel. I don't think this is Warner Brothers trying to make Zack Snyder ape Marvel.
No,
this is 100%. This is 100% sucker punch Zack Snyder.
Yeah,
like he's making this shit. This is like I said it with the other two movies. Like he's this kind of dude that thinks he's deep and he puts symbolism in his movies. Like in BVS, there's at least two scenes of a white horse running in slow-mo. And you're like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, speed this son of a bitch up so we can get to the goddamn ending. Like, why is it? That's why this was, you could have cut out two fucking chapters of this son of a bitch. If you had have sped some of that shit up.
I don't want them to cut out the chapter.
Horrible fucking music that we haven't even talked about.
The Enya?
All of it. All of it. Every single bit of music that was in this fucking movie. What? And the audio. I had my sound bar up to, I think I had it on max, and I could, we could sit here and talk and not be like having to scream at each other. Like, this was the quietest goddamn movie I've ever fucking played.
Thank you. I changed my audio settings five times. Five times I changed my settings and I
couldn't get it to work right.
Yeah. It sounded like the action scenes sounded punchy, but then the, all the talking, all the dialogue.
Yeah.
I had it on max and I thought the talking was perfect on max and that the action wasn't too boomy.
I thought Song of the Siren during the hot dog fucking car crash scene. that's I liked it. Dusty, nice. I see you shaking your head. That's fine.
But I did like it. Throw that song at something else.
I just had a note that said these songs suck. Which song?
All of them.
Every
all
time a song would come on, like when Aquaman was talking about a king, I was like, this song sucks.
Well, I was talking about the, I find out it's a Tim Buckley song. Jeff Buckley's father, Jacob, told me that last night.
Buckley's out, doesn't he?
What?
Yeah, he loves Zach the Buckleys.
Snyder loves all in the Buckleys.
He loves the Coens and the Buckleys. I actually, I was like, man, one of the things I have decided I'm going to judge this movie on is the Joss Whedon version when Aquaman steals the bottle of whiskey and goes outside and all the waves are crashing and everything. The Joss Whedon version has Icky Thump by the White Stripes on that scene, just blasting, you know, and
it's a good song.
It's a good song, and it kind of fit the scene a little bit, and it fit Joss's version because Joss's version is very, you know, boomy movie. Like I'd say Joss Whedon's, that's a movie, and I'd say this is more trying to be a film, even though I'm sure you guys would still call this a movie. But the song he used there was this weird,
that was such a good laugh.
The song he used there was this Nick Cave song. It was a Nick Cave song I've never heard before, but it wasn't Icky Thump, so I was like, whoo. I was like,
that bullet.
At least Icky Thump wasn't, you know, blasting my eardrums during that, during this like very I don't know, earnest movie.
Yeah, it's a very earnest movie. And
I wish it was an earnest movie. No,
I wish it was an
earnest movie. Earnest takes the Justice League.
I saw some article talking about it, but it's very true. There's no small moments in a Zack Snyder movie. Every moment is a huge, iconic wallpaper on your computer moment.
Yeah.
Every single moment, which means there are actually no big moments because they're all big moments. So there's nothing. That's why it always feels like at the same level. There's no depths. We don't hit any valleys where we're down low and then we get to soar up high. It's just always the same middle constantly because it's all, everything's treated like, Jesus Christ, man. I hate these movies. Like when there's like a little, there's just every scene in these movies looks like the Brave Maeve commercials in fucking Watchmen, like the Boys. When the Boys are doing their in show movies, that's what these movies actually just feel like. These empty, look how big and sweeping and amazing these people are, but we've not had any emotional connection or any character development that makes us actually feel like any of these any of these are earned moments. Yeah, so Boys, it's like a bunch of unearned self-important moments that just fucking never ever go beyond a certain middle ground. They never bother to go dark, down dark or up high. It's just this constant level,
which is why this should have been a series. Like we should, yes. Like 4 hours is too goddamn long for a movie. It was too short for what Zack Snyder wanted to do, though. If you want to tell this story perfectly and appropriately, like you guys talked about earlier, we get a little bit more into dark side, we get more into the actual motivations of the villains, a little bit more of the history of the villains, and we get to like we just get thrown right into Aquaman in this movie. And I this is my first foray into Aquaman as well. So I don't know shit about shit. You know what I mean?
This was supposed to be this was the first movie he was in. So,
yeah. So I feel like, you know, in a perfect world, this is a season of TV and you get a little bit more development time, like either make it a shorter movie or lengthen the shit out of it and make it a season of TV. Like, I really like this movie. Like I said, I did like this movie, but it's in that weird middle. It's like if I got a haircut and then I wanted to grow it back out to this length, at first it would look fine because it's freshly cut. I can do some shit to it or whatever. But then there's that middle area, that awkward middle area where I can't really do anything to it. And like, it's just not presentable. That's kind of the length of this movie. It's like either lengthen it or shorten it, in my opinion.
Yeah. I felt like this movie was like going to a buffet, a Chinese buffet. And like, you like a lot of the food that's there, but the line is so long. And like, you know that this food is only going to make you hungrier after you finish it. So like, you're kind of like, dang it, I should have just ordered some Chinese at my house and just jammed in some orange chicken. And I could do that every night, you know, and not get sick of it. But you're sick of Chinese food after a buffet. And this movie is, it's too much of too little substance.
Great analogy.
But it tried to portray itself as having the ultimate substance. Like,
yeah, right. It thinks it's really, it's some deep, meaningful shit. Like, this is like really telling the myths of our day. Honestly, as fucking inconsistent as he is, Ridley Scott could have taken a shot at the DC universe and probably done a better job with this, because he at least has the ability to work with myths and stuff like that in a way, at least I find more compelling than Zack Snyder's. You know,
Ridley Scott hasn't
got a lot of too, but
he hasn't made a good movie in a long time.
Well, neither is Zack Snyder.
I knew that was coming. You fucking alleyed and he fucking ooped, bro.
But hey, no, but that's coming from me, though. I love this movie. I think this is Zack Snyder's best movie. And I can't stand those Prometheus and Alien Covenant movies as a Ridley Scott film. I think they're okay, but as a Ridley Scott film, I mean, he could have done better than that.
Hey, Jacob, are you sure in your convictions on this movie?
We'll get to that. Listen,
Gibbons is watching. Gibbons is listening.
Gibbons, yeah, he's taking.
He's gonna know 6 months from now, and he was like, "I never did like that thing in that fucking Zack Snyder cut." And Gibbons is gonna be like, "Boom, boom, boom."
Yeah,
23:36 into the video. Jacob's like, "I would suck this movie's dick forever if I could."
Gibbons is our stenographer.
I've pretty much let you guys just go crazy on yeah, Gibbons is our stenographer. That's correct. Yes. I mean, I pretty much let you guys go nuts on this. I know I keep arguing with you guys, but like, I have had, you know, I do have, you know, I don't think it's perfect, you know. And there's things I can talk about, but I'm having fun listening to you guys before I just put you to sleep again.
Well, hey man, there was a lot of shit in this movie that was dumb regardless, because it was the Zack Snyder shit, right? There was a lot of dumb shit that Joss Whedon added into it. But surprisingly, there was a lot of stuff that I thought was incredibly stupid in the Joss Whedon cut that was not nearly as dumb in this one, because it wasn't played as a fucking laugh or a joke the way it was in the Joss Whedon one. You know, like Aquaman was a raging fucking redneck in the Joss Whedon movie.
Right.
Woo! Hell yeah!
Yeah.
My man! But Jacob, the my man part was a Zack Snyder part that was still in this goddamn movie.
Isn't it weird that it's the same exact line, but because of the tone, it's a little more tolerable?
I thought that line was fine. I haven't seen the Joss Whedon one, but I thought that my man was fine.
It was worse in the Joss Whedon one, because I don't know if you've seen any Joss Whedon shit, but Joss Whedon's
I'll look him up.
He's the king of fucking
snappy dialogue,
quips and snappiness. You know what I mean? So like, there's a whole scene, and it was one of the few scenes in the other one that I liked, but they're all sitting around in the Batcave, I guess. And Wonder Woman has her lasso of truth sitting like on a table or something. And Aquaman's just sitting there, just bearing his soul about shit. And then it turns out he was sitting on the lasso of truth, and he's all fucking kind of shitty about it when he gets up and leaves. And it was a pretty funny scene. Like, yeah. I thought when I don't know why I laughed at it, but when Flash is in the truck and he's like trying on hats for Aquaman, he's like, what do you think of this one? Okay, what about this? And he's like, oh, let me see the other one again.
Yeah.
Like, I laughed. I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
But the funniness was kept to a bare minimum. Did I miss the digging up of Superman? Was it as dumb as it was in the other one?
Oh my God. See,
it must not have been as long.
The funniest thing about the other one is during the other one, they had different dialogue, and we were watching it and we were like, that's the Flash and Cyborg digging up a grave. Why don't they just do that really fast? You know? Yeah. And in this movie, their dialogue references, like the Flash is like, you know, we could do this really fast. But they have, like, you know, they respect Superman, and you know, obviously that's why they're doing it slow.
They respect him to not dig him up faster and get this over with
quicker. I guess just putting that line of dialogue in there just at least lets me know, okay, they know they
can. Did he make the pet cemetery joke?
Not in this one. No, that was a Joss Whedon.
Some Joss Whedon stuff.
That was funny.
They said that Joss Whedon come in and only did some punch ups on some other stuff. Barely changed anything about the movies. And then we find out he reshot like 70% of the movie.
Yeah, 40 minutes of the Joss Whedon cut is Zack Snyder footage.
Superman is not in the black suit in the other movie, because that's one of the criticisms of these movies.
Yes.
Marvel, I don't really know how they get it, because Marvel's not much brighter than these. They've recently got quite a bit broader and embrace their real comic bookiness, but they're not much brighter than these movies, but they're just like, they're not bright enough. So like, Superman's in this costume when after he shows back up, and they Joss had a little bit more of a Superman side to him that I liked.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Like, he just, you know, he knew he was going to kick everybody in the room's ass, so like, he wasn't fucking worried about it. So there was a little bit more of a bounciness to him than there was in this one. But I also kind of dig Zack Snyder's like brooding fucking group of heroes here, you know?
Yeah.
If he could have wrote some, like, give them all an episode to build up some character and some depth to these people. Then, you know, a few more episodes to build up the threat. And then the big fucking payoff, you know? Fucking, like, God damn it. Am I calling for more of this shit? No.
You are. I think it would have been
it would have worked better.
Yeah.
With the chapters, you know, like, I thought that's what it was going to do. I thought each chapter was going to be like each dude, but no, it wasn't like that. In fact, the chapter, you could have taken out the chapter cards and I wouldn't even have missed them, you know? But
they didn't serve the story at all.
I constantly wondered if I had missed some, because I was like, this one's got to be coming up any minute.
Yeah.
And it never showed up.
No, nah, there's only like six.
I got to be honest. If Gal Gadot was a good actress, she'd be a pretty good Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm. I like her Wonder Woman. I like her acting.
I like her. Somehow I like her in Zack Snyder stuff.
This was the best I've seen her, for sure.
I like when her and Superman were fighting, when he fucking, when they're like headbutting each other in the final, he just flies up and was like, crush.
Yeah.
Like, that was cool. That whole scene was still, that was a Joss Whedon scene that I liked, but apparently it wasn't a Joss Whedon scene. When Flash comes running around him, he's holding the other three.
Yeah.
And Superman
just
looks at him, and Flash is like, oh
God. Yeah.
It's like, oh, he can see me.
He has momentary brilliance, and then it's just like,
What about the scene? What about the scene where Wonder Woman was explaining to Batman about the cubes, and it obviously seemed like somebody who struggles with English reading something off a paper. Yeah. That was like by far the worst part of this movie. Like it sounded, I almost, I feel like I heard her sound out a couple of those words. Like she,
and probably she, so. She speaks, I mean,
no, she speaks pretty good English. If like, I don't think she actually, I think she's like pretty fluent in English. It's just like, I don't know if it was, if that was like a redo, like if they were like, hey, we need you to do this for the exposition in the movie or like what it was, but she did not act. When she was doing
it was very wooden. Telling a story at all.
Yeah, it was really like it was so unnatural that like that part really took me out. But she was way better than in 1984, but she's just like, she's not the greatest actress in the world. Like she's you know, 1% are gorgeous, and she does well in the physical stuff. She looks like Wonder Woman and stuff like that, but she's just not the most talented actress in the world. And I'm honestly like, I have a hard time with the, every time that Wonder Woman's on TV, there has to be a little girl that's like, remember everybody, this is fucking inspiring, because it's like, she's a demigod, bro. Like,
I want to be like you someday. Well, you can't.
Well, you can't. You're not from the Amazonia or whatever it's called, Amazon or whatever it's called. I have super strength. I have all this shit. You don't have that, sweetheart. You can be an accountant. Yeah.
You're not the daughter of Zeus. What do you expect to be able to do?
Yeah, right. It's like it has to happen every time Wonder Woman's in a movie, and I love that there's a female character, especially one that is as badass as her. But I just it's like
patronizing and dumb though.
Yeah, it's totally patronizing and dumb.
It's patronizing and dumb. Like I want female empowerment. Like really, I do. It's a thing I care about, and I'm tired of this fucking cynical, dumb. Fucking patronizing bullshit that passes for it. They fucking call that shit out because of how fucking patronized girls get it done. You know, it's like, yeah, that's not empowerment. That's just a fucking slogan. You're going to slap it on there, pretend it's deep, and have everybody go like, ooh, it's so empowering.
When I grow up, I want to have superpowers too.
Yeah.
This is the Karen's version of female empowerment. Yeah. That's what they all want. They want to be this ravishing supermodel fucking that poses every time they walk in a room and all the shit. And it's just like I could think of fucking 20 different fucking movies that had better female leads in them than Wonder Woman or Wonder Woman 1984.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Yeah. They don't get half the fucking recognition that this Wonder Woman movie had. Monster. There was one, but there was something that came.
Monster, fuck yeah! No, there's women's representation.
Is there a Casey Anthony movie?
I had the Rolodex in my head going, "What's the Eileen Wuornos movie? What's the Eileen Wuornos movie?"
Damn, Charlize Theron.
Lorraine Bobbitt.
Yeah, if Wonder Woman cut a guy's dick off, I'd be more on board. But like,
he cut his head off. That was close,
dude.
That was sick. Fucking,
Wonder Woman is known in the comics for decapitating motherfuckers, and she did it in this movie.
Well, in her two movies, they take her sword and shield away, right? She didn't use that shit in fucking 84, did she?
He did not kill Chitara or Chitara. I'm thinking of
she didn't kill Ares. Whoever the fuck it was.
Just called what it looks like man or woman to the end.
Did she kill Ares?
Yeah, that's what it is.
In the first movie, did she kill anybody like Ares or anybody?
I can't remember. That's all the movie wants.
Nobody remembers that fucking movie.
Professor Lupin.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. But he was in this movie.
The guy who was obviously the bad guy from the first minute he showed up on screen.
Well, that's the bad guy.
Hi, I play the bad guy in this movie.
Ares got his leg broken by Zeus back in the day.
Yeah.
Don't be blaming shit on my name.
Zeus did it. Here's this guy that walks with the limp. Wonder who he is.
Jacob, did you cry at the I want to be you when I grow up part?
I have a list of every time I cried.
Yeah, was,
oh,
is that
here we
on
go.
There? Because I know the number. Jacob tweeted the number today, so I know the number. But was that one of the moments?
Well,
I really hope it wasn't one of the moments, Jacob.
Let me start at the top.
Hey, hold up.
All right.
I'm gonna let
Should
you
we guess?
I'm gonna let you finish.
We guess? Yeah, let's have a guessing game. This would be okay, fun.
So I know there's five of these. So we can do one each if you want.
Yeah, I think I've got the earliest one.
Okay, Ben, you go first.
What are we guessing?
When Jacob cried.
When
Ben,
Jacob
you go
cried.
First.
Okay. We know there's five. He just said there was five.
He tweeted that there was five. So we'll,
five times I cried in this movie.
Oh shit!
I'm gonna say like when you first press play and it does the little HBO. Whoosh.
All right. I think that's a good guess. I'm going to go with little girl saying, I want to be you when I grow up. Juice, do you have a moment where you think Jake?
When Superman came back.
Yeah, that was my number two, I think. Dusty?
I'm going to say when he found the thumbnail on the HBO Max dashboard. my real answer, and he's going to be completely surprised by this, but I might have welled up a little tear on when fucking Mama Kent shows up.
Oh shit! Okay,
I was like, God damn it, you did it, Zack Snyder, you fucking bastard!
You marked me.
You manipulated me just a little bit.
That Martha's powerful, man.
I'm trying to think of another one that I guess. Okay, when Wonder Woman cuts Steppenwolf's head off.
I've got a real one. I know for sure Jacob cried when Flash was turning back time and stepping on the when the Earth was kind of reforming under his feet. He was turning
That part was cool. That part. Was
and
cool.
he was like, "Dad, I made it." Everybody fucking has dad problems in this fucking movie.
Dad, I'm your son, Dad.
I'm one of them, Dad.
All right.
Before I sound like a huge dick, that's not the reason at all. I forgot about that. I was just thinking about the fact that the music was just going all full force, and it's like even I was just like, man, if I cared about this shit, this was probably a really cool moment.
So, yeah.
I must say.
But I forgot about the whole like, you can do it. Change your past, make your future, Nike slogans, Walmart.com.
I'm doing it, Dad. I'm doing it. You're going to get out of jail, man. Go ahead, Jacob. What are the five?
What if I hate his dad too? I hope he rots in prison.
Yeah, he's never getting out.
Why didn't Bruce Wayne save him? Why didn't Bruce Wayne save him?
I bought the jail.
He's a rich asshole. Like, that's the unrealistic part, man. That's where they got it right. He's still a rich asshole.
Well,
hey, that was a big difference too. And the Joss Whedon one, like, he was supposed to be keeping an eye out for Martha this whole time, so it just looked like he wasn't doing anything about it. At least in this one, they was like, she's a proud woman. She didn't tell anybody. So, like, that was another improvement on this one from the other one. So, yeah. Okay. So who was right? Who picked Batman. Right?
Jacob? All right. Times I cried in sequential order of the movie. And there were many times that I welled up, but I held back on a lot of it. And, but these are times tears actually escaped my eyes.
Okay.
Well, the first thing is something I was trying to talk about earlier. And the first time I cried in this movie was the Aquaman song.
He just went in the water. That's all he did.
Hold on.
Weird robot eyes bitches keep singing about it.
Now listen.
Yeah, they fucking
Aquaman, you call
my
me
boy.
Must have been like the Irish in you or something. I don't know what.
It was Icelandic, and what happened was is
I'm culturally insensitive.
You fell for one of his fucking his symbolism things, Jacob. You fell for it.
Well, see, that's the thing though. What they did was
Snyder like a motherfucker.
What they did
bro.
Was instead of like the Joss Whedon version, which probably played like, you know, Born to Be Wild right there or something like that when he jumped in the water. What they did was show how these villagers, like, they even, you know, Bruce talks about how, like, on the, you know, during the off seasons when they can't get fish or anything, any food into that place, Aquaman, like, feeds these people. They look at him as like a god, and these people, these women, started singing this beautiful song, and dude, I recognized it immediately as Icelandic, because I was like, that sounds like Bjork. And then I was like, oh wait a minute, it's Icelandic, and I like Bjork, and I fucking thought their singing was beautiful, and I thought the sentiment for why they sang was beautiful, even though I thought it was weird that they like picked up the sweater and started smelling it and stuff. But
also that they view him as a god when he's all like, all right, all right, all right.
Yeah, but he's a fucking fish person, and they're simple people. So, you know.
Yosemite Sam.
But
is simple code word.
Anyway, that made me cry. And the fact that they take you, what that scene goes from Aquaman kind of being like, you dress like a bat, that's fucking crazy, man, to like a serious tone, which then fades into Martha visiting Clark's grave. And hey, that just Aquaman, took me, I feel like that song took me into the next scene.
Does the Aquaman story explain why he's got I'm a loner, bad boy, chip on my shoulder, like,
yes,
personality?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you have a good reason for being that way all the time? I mean, if he does.
In these movies, no.
If they would have been like, man, Aquaman's a dick, and then Gal was like, actually, on the thumbnail, it also says his, you know, kids all died from something, and now he's afraid to attach to people, and they'd be like, oh, okay, yeah.
His dad
was abandoned by his mom.
He was abandoned by his mama?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And was his dad Willem Dafoe?
No.
His dad was Boba Fett.
Boba Fett, yes.
So Jacob, we'll get to what I was going to say. Jacob, what's the next time you cried?
The next time I cried, drum roll, please. All right. the Wonder Woman with the little girl part.
Of course.
As soon as
that little girl was on her knees, like, everybody got up and that little girl was looking up at her, I went, oh shit, here it is. Just like you when I grow up.
That's the thing. She's only on, I realized, was like, when everyone stood up and she's still on her knees, like, why is she still on her knees? She's on her knees to have this moment. There's no other reason for her to be on her fucking knees.
It wasn't even the cinema of the moment. It was, and Andrew, I disagree about Gal's acting. It's Gal that sells it. Like, when she's like looking at that little girl's eyes, when that little girl says that, I believe that she is Wonder Woman.
That's the same face she made in that Imagine video she made at the beginning of the fucking pandemic. It's the same look right at the end. The world will live as one.
Well, it's a fucking good look. She does a good job. All right.
Yeah, she's a good looking girl.
Third time I cried. Is the Superman, Lois, and Martha reunion. Yes. When Martha shows up in the truck, sees her son alive, I busted the fuck up.
It is me.
And you know what?
I just killed hella cops, Mom.
That scene is in the Whedon version, but he reshot a bunch of that dialogue before Martha shows up, and the lip is very present in that scene. So when Martha shows up, I'm just like, oh, wait a minute, his lip's normal in this part. Because the Zack Snyder version.
So took you out of it, yeah.
Exactly. Okay. The next time I cried.
Time the fourth.
Is when Bruce got the house back for Martha. I thought that was a great sentiment. He at this moment, if you know, canon is what Zack Snyder intended it to be due to the storyboards juice.
Fuck the storyboards, bro.
He has
not
a bun. Batman possibly has a bun in the oven, so he's got a stake in the game when he says,
"Yeah, Batman's pregnant."
Congratulations, bro. Okay, so anyway,
Joker who gives him reach arounds, we find out by the end of this movie.
Yeah.
Next. Did you guys notice that Lois is holding a baby bassinet when she's going into the house in that scene?
I didn't, but I don't like that foreshadowing horse shit. Put it in the movie or it doesn't exist.
We've already did Superman's kid, and it was fucking stupid. So, okay, next. Okay.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. It's going to be Bruce Wayne's kid, and he's going to end up being Batman.
You got to rewatch that movie. You got to rewatch that video, man, because he does say
really set that up in these movies instead of leaving it to YouTubers to tell people about.
Yeah, he says it's Soup's kid, man. It's
he changes. Right. You got to rewatch that video, Jacob.
I will. I watched it twice. God damn it.
Watch it a third time.
Watch it and pay attention to it.
The last time
it's,
I cried.
It's the Charlie Day storyboard fucking meme. Is that video? That whole video is like, oh no, seriously, this is what happened, bro. The guy's on cocaine. Like, go ahead, Jacob. Sorry.
The last time I cried was for Autumn. That hit me.
I can't even.
That's
talk
fair.
Yeah, yeah. Beautiful sentiment there. I like that. Hey man, I fucking love this movie, guys. I want to watch it. I can't wait to watch it again. And that might be where the rose-tinted glasses come off, because many a time after there's a lot of hype, as you guys know, I tend to just watch it. Like seriously, last night, especially that last hour, I was just like, oh shit, oh, ooh, holy fuck, oh shit, oh, you know, I was just fucking, oh, she cut his head off, oh, you know,
God, like,
I was, oh, he stepped on his head, oh, Darkseid's pissed now, oh, you know, like, oh, Martian Manhunter, I don't even know who he is, but I'm so excited, oh.
Yeah, I had no idea who that was.
Listen, I know who he is because of video games and certain cartoons and shit. But I've never dug deep on who Martian Manhunter is, because he was a character that hasn't been in any movies.
It's a stupid name.
Hey, you guys were right. When he says his name at the end, I really need a scene of him getting his name, so I can at least either see that it's stupid as fuck, or maybe for where he comes from, that's a pretty cool name.
He's from Mars and he's killing people.
Yeah, I come from like distant worlds, Mars. Yeah, okay. Like we know about Mars, dude. We just landed on Mars, dipshit.
So like I'm Earth, so like if somebody meets me, I'm gonna be like, hey, I'm Earth Grey Hunter.
Yeah, hey, I would be like, hey, guess what? Yeah, it's real easy to be the headhunter of Mars. There's no fucking heads there. I'm the fucking queen beekeeper of Jupiter.
He's never missed a man on Mars. I can tell you that.
It was Piccolo. That's who it was.
that guy, when Martian Manhunter looks, and the guy under the makeup, like that guy was in Man of Steel and BVS, like, and you know, he had speaking role in both those movies.
Yeah, it was always the plan.
Zach's been planning this shit, just like he's planning the baby bump.
Don't care about a pregnancy in a superhero movie. I don't care if somebody has a baby. I don't want this relationship horseshit. Like, even when Lois was like, fucking Superman, come on, man, stop fucking killing. I'm like, oh, that's half of Martha.
She's a sucky Lois Lane. She's the suckiest Lois Lane, in my opinion.
Where's Martha? Lois Lane yet?
Give me Margot Kidder.
Like Margot Kidder. Margot Kidder was a Spitfire, and that's what I always thought Lois Lane of. You know, Lois Lane was like, Lois Lane did not need shit.
She's a reporter. Reporters aren't known for being soft spoken.
Superman was the only person that could sort of sweep her off her feet a little bit, you know? That's the whole thing. But other than that, she wasn't just this fucking doe eyed, sad faced, always looking sad Zack Snyder, sad face.
I agree. That is very not Lois Lane. I'll give you that.
Wonder Woman doesn't have a dad, right?
Zeus is her dad.
The women. It's all the women. Zeus. Well, okay.
She was created from clay.
Wait, so Zeus is real in this universe?
She was created from clay, and then Zeus came and jizzed on the clay, and Wonder Woman.
That's pretty cool.
He fucked her mom.
Oh, what about the clay? what happened with the clay?
That's a misdirect, I guess. I don't know what you'd call it. It's a lie. She's Zeus's kid. So when they show Darkseid show up the first time, you know, at the end of the movie, that's why that's the anti-life equation that he had found.
Yeah.
For Darkseid to show back up. They show a flashback to that when it happened. Mm-hmm. When they gave the humans the
Atlanteans, I got a question about that.
The mother boxes. That was Zeus and some other like Greek gods fighting.
Ares.
Ares was one of them.
There was a lantern. What is there?
Athena.
Athena, yeah. Athena, and then there was
I think Big Van Vader lantern. Was there.
No, he was in the other. He was in the other.
Is it Hulk Hogan?
Oh shit! Yeah.
No, the Ultimate Warrior.
You're getting Baywatch and this shit mixed up. I can see how.
So the Justice League were trying to save a gym.
Yes,
they don't know.
Okay,
from Dusty, Ric Flair.
Dusty, real quick. I know. I this won't derail you because it's what you're talking about. So it shows the past thing. Is that pattern on the ground the equation?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, because when Steppenwolf has his vision, when he finds the second
you
cube,
don't know who he
Hey, Andrew, if you actually listen to our Justice League episode from back in the day, I went through the trouble of every time Steppenwolf, the word is said, I played that song, actually.
Fuck yeah.
It's like you're already like, since I'm not going to do that, you're doing that for me here. So I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
But anyway, when Steppenwolf.
Close your eyes.
when he sees his vision, that's what he sees, is that pattern on the ground. And then he's like, hey, Darkseid, it's here. Now, hold on. Okay, so when Darkseid was defeated, he knew the planet he was on was the one with the equation because the pattern's on the ground. And that's where the cubes were, and that's where the people of Earth ran him off. How did he forget where the equation was? And once they found the cubes, why did they not know that was also the place where the equation was until Steppenwolf had his
right between the sound machine
his vision. Dusty, can you explain that?
Yes. A man by the name of Zack Snyder wrote this. He trained in the art of George Lucas filmmaking, where it's too hard to fucking just look at the shit I've already fucking wrote or fucking filmed to see if they match up in any way, I think was the biggest part of it.
He didn't have a pen.
Yeah. Yeah. He forgot to drop a pen there before he left.
He was halfway home. He's like, God damn it! I'm never gonna find that place.
His stepsister box fucking died, and he didn't have his charger while he was there, so he couldn't find the mother boxes.
That's like somebody saying, like, hey, the three strippers that we lost are in the strip club. Okay, so if you find the three strippers, you are in the strip club. And then you come across the strippers and you're like, three strippers, this is great. And then
it's
like
a bad analogy. I don't think
a few hours into your lap dances, one of them whispers to you, we're in the strip club.
Is the strip club called the mother box?
You just wrote a Zack Snyder analogy that doesn't work. So
anyway, that's the only hole I could really find that bothered me.
That's the only hole.
Yes.
Bingo.
In a 4-hour movie.
Pretty good, right?
Fucking airtight, man. Just like that, dude. You couldn't find nothing wrong with this movie. Except, why didn't Darkseid know where he parked his fucking car?
Okay. Right? I have another one.
Find it in the parking lot.
I got one
the
more.
The universe.
I got one more.
100,000 worlds he's fucking destroyed. And
that'd be a funny sketch.
The timer in the Wonder Woman scene at the beginning, or Wonder Woman's like the heist or whatever, where they're going to blow up the fucking world or whatever. The timer on that bomb is questionable, because if you're planning on blowing yourself up along with all these people, why would you set a timer? Why don't you just push a button and it explodes? Also, he starts the timer, and then Wonder Woman spins well over, and the timer is 1 minute, and Wonder Woman spends at least 45 seconds to a minute of screen time interrogating a guy. And then when she busts in the room, still has like 20 seconds or something. And yeah, there's just, also, why is Wonder Woman able to move like that in that scene? Like where she's kind of like the Flash, like bullets just go by her and she's all slow-mo and shit. And she's like busting ass.
Do you realize what you're doing right now?
Yeah,
she dodged a laser at the end of it, but yeah. Yeah.
Everybody's powers.
The hate is flowing through you.
Everybody's powers are very. Everybody's powers are very inconsistent in this movie.
Very. You know why? Oh,
and they just stand around and they just talk while big things are happening. Like, who cares if these people are killing people?
Have you seen the end of Man of Steel when an entire city is collapsing in the background? There's a real sweet aerial spin kiss scene.
that does happen. Yes, that's bad.
And the same thing when Cyborg starts to the three cubes are meshing, and Cyborg's like doing his thing, and then he's like on 1, 3, 2, and then Steppenwolf born to be but fucking starts to pull him down, and then he gets lassoed, and then he gets pulled down. So Cyborg climbs up. And fucking the Flash is still just doing his fucking weird running thing. And he's like, Cyborg, I don't have much time. And Cyborg just disappears for like a minute and a half. Like, he gets to the top. And the whole time, this is the only part of the movie that had like a bunch of suspense for me, because I kept going like, okay, so he has been clear of the bad guy for a long time. And this Flash guy is just running. He's
the
just
witches
running
were his... tempting him in his head. Didn't you see where they were like offering him his parents back and shit?
This isn't that time.
You know, Cyborg witches.
When the witches are tempting him, he's already got his hands on the cube.
Okay.
So yeah.
This is when, so Steppenwolf starts pulling him off, and then he climbs back up. And then he gets lassoed off, and Cyborg is at the top, and then they just go to Superman.
I like this movie.
Showing
this
up and shit.
Sexy.
Fuck yeah, dude. So it goes to like Superman and shit, but it's like a minute and a half or longer where Cyborg could have been just getting this shit over with, and the Flash is just running, burning all of his calories, fucking talking to his dad and shit, and being like, I don't have much time. And Cyborg, what is he doing up there? Is he just,
I mean, how fast do you think you can hack the mainframe, Andrew?
No, he didn't even, he wasn't even trying yet. He hadn't even initiated it yet.
He didn't have all these squiggly little fingers up in that cube.
They cut back to him, and then he finally grabs the cube. So it was like, he was just up there fucking watching the fights. God damn, this is badass. I got a front row seat to this shit, and not fucking saving the world behind him. That was a rough one for me. That was a rough one.
Well, I mean, he had to brood for a minute.
That is true. He had to get over
his
it.
His dad just died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's rough.
They really glossed over that too. Like, his dad died in front of him. And then it was like the next scene, the Flash is like making jokes with him in the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
Just like this is inappropriate.
Hey, I tell you
what.
I've definitely
got to be
made
pretty
dumb
excited
jokes
when Skynet doesn't get made. So,
anybody remember in the Joss Whedon version that like the dad is barely even in it? Number one, and in that scene, Superman comes back. The cube hits that car, and. Then you see the Superman fight. And then when they're like, where's the cube? You see the boom tube come down over the car, and that's it. Steppenwolf's got the cube. Like, there's no dad dying scene. There's no heating it up type of, you know, stuff so they can find
it. Does the dad not die in the original? No. I can't remember.
No, he's barely in it. He's like in that. He's like in one of the first scenes, where he's like introduced at the lab and everything, but he's barely in that movie, dude.
You can't make a 4-hour Zack Snyder movie without ripping off something from some better movie. like when Dyson sacrifices himself inside.
That was some Miles Dyson too.
So he did he did the same exact thing in this movie.
It's weird. I was just thinking about that like 30 seconds before you.
Same actor, yeah. Yeah, Ben.
Is it the same actor?
Yeah, yes. That's him.
Oh, okay. All right. Miles then that's, I was like, am I just like tripping or am I just getting Terminator 2 vibes with this guy?
I'm not alive this bigger by stripping.
Miles Dyson, she's gonna blow him away.
Eddie Furlong should have been Superman in these movies.
That would have been Aquaman. So
he should have
sick.
Been Aquaman. He should have been Aquaman.
Badass, totally bought man. That
My man.
Hey, this fucking Batcave's pretty cool, man. You got a fucking brain scan machine in here, man.
Corey Feldman is Batman. Edward Furlong is Aquaman. We could have the ultimate. Oh, man.
We got to bring Superman back. He's our only hope.
Superman is Corey
also
Hank.
Wonder Woman. Get naked.
I have a documentary to show Superman.
Hey, yeah, we could do Superman. It's Corey Haim, and you could do him in CG.
Wonder Woman, if you're in my house, you have to wear a bikini. That's just how it goes.
Fuck.
Wonder Woman.
He still hasn't emailed me back, by the way.
Of course he hasn't, but you know what? He said my name, and he likes it when I kiss his ass. And
Who doesn't like their ass getting kissed? The least they could give us a thumbs up.
Do you think we could get Yasmine Bleeth to play Wonder Woman in this 90s?
There we go.
That'd be pretty Justice good. League?
Yeah. How old is old Yasmine Bleeth?
Have you
57?
Charlie Sheen is Superman with Corey Feldman is Batman. We could do Batman be Superman again.
No, oh Charlie God. Sheen. Corey Charlie Feldman Sheen would Robin. Have to be Joker in reference to the who's going to give you a reach around. Oh joke at the end of this movie.
Yeah.
It was a weird joke.
I thought was inappropriate for a Joker joke. Okay, I ain't gonna lie. It was a weird thing.
It was weird.
Well, he's a little edgelordy.
Did you ever read the Joker comic book, the one off by, I can't remember who did it. It's where he like straight up rapes Harley Quinn. Cause I think that's where they were taking this Joker. Like, I feel like they were given some vibes from that. He was pretty terrible at that.
In the Suicide Squad?
Well,
the Jared, that order.
Yes and no, because it's the same Joker, but this is like an alternate timeline.
It's not. It can't. Well, I mean, he either got some tattoo removal or just covered him up with more makeup.
Yeah, he had makeup. He seemed to be trying to play the Heath Ledger Joker more. Than what, the ICP thug that he was.
Did you see when they cut a lot of his scenes from that movie though, where he wasn't like that? Like he was supposed to be more like what we saw in this, like from what he had said he was going to do.
Man,
it was
I
supposed
don't know.
To be more like what we saw.
I don't know. I don't know, man. The way he is in Suicide Squad,
it's pretty terrible.
I feel that's the way he is in every goddamn scene he was in. I think that's another one of them like. I wonder if Ezra Miller, if it was his choice to play Flash the way he did in this movie, or if this was Zack Snyder's idea for him to play it this way.
Right.
Because
it felt like Josh Whedon's way to play him.
And that's what I thought. And then I'm like, oh no, all of this shit is in this fucking movie.
Well,
surprised the fuck out of me.
He's the only levity in the movie. So maybe they turned it up a little bit. To add
an annoying commercial version of
that. Yeah, well, yeah. In the Whedon version, he makes way more dumb jokes, and he has like the whole brunch thing when he meets Bruce Wayne and everything. He, like, talks about brunch and stuff. And I thought the Joker,
like the TV's version of the Flash, just kind of a sweet kid.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah. I liked him better in this movie.
Brilliant kid, not like this is a little Ritalin freak is what it seems like, you know. He's just spastic all the fucking time. Like when they're with up on the top of Gotham PD with Gordon and everything, and then just all of a sudden everybody fucking just bounces and leaves him standing there.
Yeah,
like that's just it's, Andrew it's cringy how he acts. You know,
I think it's funny.
Jesus, man,
Andrew called him Justin Long. I think Justin Long would have been better.
I would sign off on Justin Long in fucking any movie. So yeah.
I must say, like, I didn't like, I of course, when I heard Jared Leto was going to play the Joker again, as a person that can't stand Suicide Squad, I was like, oh no. And when I saw this, I didn't want to be unsettled by him, and I kind of was, especially like even the laugh. I was like, I don't like that laugh, but then I was like, I'm not supposed to like that laugh. That laugh is supposed to make me feel fucking uncomfortable. And there is a shot where Joker is making like a face at Batman when he's talking, and he looks fucking scary. Like, this ain't bad. I want to see the fucking Nightmare movie. I want to see the movie where they're in the future, and
I just want to see him fight Darkseid. Like, I haven't seen, maybe you guys have, Suicide Squad glasses on, and this is better compared to that, so you like it. But I did not like Jared Leto's Joker, and he was only in it like 2 minutes of this movie, but yeah. I just didn't like it, man.
You're
like,
100% right. We are definitely viewing it via,
right,
comparing it against the Suicide Squad, because I could see him like, this is still objectively, I don't like this Joker, but I like it way more than the Suicide Squad version of
it. Yeah, that's what I've heard. The Suicide Squad's really bad. I haven't seen that.
Wait till there's a fucking different cut of that movie.
I was just so sick of like the Harley Quinn worship that happened when that movie came out, like, especially the lead up to that movie, like,
it ruined it.
I was just done. I wanted nothing to do with that movie. And as soon as I saw the Joker with, like, what does he have on his forehead? What is the word?
Damaged.
But
like all those girls sharing those memes is like, I want to love like Harley and Joker. I'm like, bitch.
Yeah. It's like, it's, I'm a little up, crazy.
It's straight up fucking abuse, man. Like, Joker is a terrible person to her.
Yeah. Like, she's married to him.
It's sick. Yeah,
she left him and now she's with Poison Ivy, and that's way better. Like,
well, I mean, shit, what Joker says, or what Batman says, he's like, when I was holding Harley Quinn and she was dying in my arms, her last words were to make sure that you suffer when I kill you. And like, so obviously, you know, Harley, yeah, love like Joker loves Harley so much so that
it'd been so cool to watch a movie about whatever they were talking about instead.
there's a Harley Quinn cartoon on HBO Max.
Yeah, is that any good?
Yes, it's fucking good.
Oh,
Kaley Cuoco is fantastic as Harley.
Okay,
it is hilarious. I think Ben might have mentioned Savannah was watching it or something, and I think he saw some of it. Yeah,
she loved it.
It's a good show. Very funny show.
It's funny. Ron Funches is
King Shark. Fucking hilarious.
Yes.
Well, that's exciting. Is there anything else with Justice League we need to talk about? Anything we left out? I know there's 4 hours of movie here. Is there anything? Now's your time.
Billing in my notes.
I stopped taking notes on this one.
How does Lois survive that fucking first sound barrier break when Superman just takes off with her from the ground?
I wondered that as well.
Explain.
Oh yeah,
an air bubble. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's not surviving the altitude. She's not surviving the speed. She's not surviving. Right.
That'd just break her bones. Like
the cold. Yeah.
Snaps her neck as soon as he takes off. He takes off so fast, it's like crack.
Yeah, I mean, like, shit. You found your girl. Take off a little gentle, bro. Like Superman.
See, like when they hollered for Flash to help get those people out of there, and all he was doing was running up and down the stairs. Like, hurry this way. I was like, is that a clever way for him to deal with that, since Flash cannot grab these people and just run them out of there real quick? Because when he turns around to go save Iris, it blows his fucking shoes off and cracks the fucking pavement and all this other shit. So he can't just be, you know,
realistically in this movie, you can't be grabbing people for just zooming them outside.
That's so what they did in the Whedon version.
But was Zack, yeah. But was Zack Snyder, was that what he was doing, or was that
he just he was so incapable. Like Batman's like helped him, and he was just like everybody was helping themselves, and he was just oh, you got it. Oh, okay, you're good. Okay, you know.
I'm glad this one did not have the Superman Flash race in it.
Yeah,
because that was one of the worst parts of the fake
mustache.
No mustache lip. Because they show like a profile of Superman.
Yeah.
And it looks like they just photoshopped out the mustache. So his nose comes in and then cuts back real far and then comes out to his lip. It looks weird.
It's terrible.
And it is one of the worst showcases of Ezra Miller's. I don't even know what the word is for the
limp wristed running. He's limp wristed running.
is that a technical like athletic term?
Yeah, that's what it is. That's as they say it in football. How about the sketch of the flying thing that they were
parademon. Yeah.
That was just a sketch of Batman.
Yeah, it looked nothing like the parademons.
It looked like a 7-year-old drew Batman. Like it even had ears.
If they saw it in the dark, you know.
I thought it was Cyborg with, cause like they cut right from that scene to a scene of Cyborg with that blanket like over his head in the apartment.
Yeah.
So what the fuck was it? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Because Zack Snyder can't fucking, it doesn't matter. Move on. We got to have Batman or Superman standing like they're Jesus and people are worshiping them for some kind of symbolism.
So you guys didn't.
Nobody
dig,
will understand.
Did you guys? You guys didn't dig the Junkie XL music. Danny Elfman did the score for the Whedon version, and he even brought back like his Batman theme and stuff like that. None of that is here. Junkie XL did the score for this, which there is a. He did the. He's the person that originally came up with the Wonder Woman theme. The do 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 now now, and he does. It seems like he took that and like turned it into an even more kind of Middle Eastern vibe for this.
That was so fucking ridiculous. especially in scenes where they were, it was like a quick cut over to Wonder Woman. They had to play it every time she showed up. So I was like.
The Saudi king demanded it. If they didn't put that in there,
I kind of liked it. I thought it. I thought it kind of
ancient yodeling or something. No, Junkie XL sucks. I realized it's taken me a few of his projects and movies to make me realize that I don't like his music scores at all. He was the worst part of Mad Max Fury Road, a movie that I absolutely love, and it's not a bad soundtrack, but. The classical music that they used on the trailers was 1,000 times better than the Junkie XL soundtrack that ended up in the movie. And ever since then, every time I've like, you know, cause I still love Mad Max Fury Road and it's not a terrible soundtrack, but I was still like just a little underwhelming. And so I'd been curious. And every time I see his name pop up in a soundtrack, it always ends up being some bland fucking shit that just does not stick out for anything. It just sounds like, it just sounds like a copy of a copy of a copy.
I agree with you. It doesn't stick out, but I thought it was pretty good. I thought it got better as the movie went on. That's right, Ben.
I hate that shit. They've been misusing that shit since Mel Gibson did it in Passion of the Christ. It's been used in so many things.
The Exorcist? I've heard
it in like 10 things in the last like week, I feel like.
Isn't that music how The Exorcist begins?
No, The Exorcist begins with the bells. Oh,
because it begins in the...
No, rewatch Exorcist, you
in
fool.
The desert. It begins in the desert where he's finding the Paimon statue. And it has that music. I think
is that a different cut?
No, that's the original cut. In fact, that turned me off of the Exorcist. My parents rented The Exorcist for me, and they were like, here, this is supposed to be the scariest movie ever. And the first 10 minutes is Max von Sydow in the desert just digging and shit. And I'm like, this ain't scary. And I turned it off and watched something else.
How old were you?
Oh, I was young. But it wasn't until I was like 20 that I finally watched it.
Remember, I watched it at your house. The first time I ever saw it was at your house.
The Exorcist?
Yes, I rented A Clockwork Orange and The Exorcist and watched them both downstairs, and you didn't watch either one of them with me.
Like I said, I waited until later.
Also, the it's called Ancient Lamentation Music. It's everywhere. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be in the desert either. It's in medieval shit. It's in anything featuring the desert. Fucking Wonder Woman.
It's in every context.
Was it in Prince of Thieves?
Yes.
maybe at the beginning there. Yeah, maybe.
That shit worked in 300 and the Immortals, but it was out of place in this movie.
Yes, it was.
I thought it was interestingly out of place to me, at least.
That's the most rose-colored glasses word I've ever heard in my life.
I didn't hate it. I thought a lot of the music choices in this were very explicitly chosen, like purposefully, and some of them, I wouldn't say they don't fit, but some of them I was like, this is a weird music piece to put right here, or this is a weird song to put right here. But
man, why is the Humpty Dance playing during the big battle?
Even with that's Captain Marvel that does that. But I don't know, just overall, like the song for a siren, the Iris West scene, even though it was so fucking weird that they put that song there with a bunch of hot dogs flying through the air, for some reason it worked for me. Same with the music. Like, I thought it was at least better than a score that doesn't do something interesting like that, like something that doesn't like provoke a thought. I don't know. It's fine.
Like I said earlier, I thought "Song of the Siren" was the shit in that scene.
Yeah, it fits. It does, and that isn't the song that most people would have put in something like that, if they're even going to put a song in something like that, you know?
Yeah.
Instead of like just an exciting score, all that stuff. Listen, man, Zach seems like a really nice dude. For all I know, he hasn't diddled anybody, so that's good.
Nobody hates him. We're just
nobody. Yeah. And I know nobody here hates him. I get it, but I'm interested in his take. I'm interested. Yeah, you did until you read that article, right? I'm interested in the way he thinks about these characters and stuff. Like, and I have fun watching this. Dude, Ben Affleck is Batman in the Joss Whedon version. Like, BVS, part of the reason I love that movie so much is Ben Affleck as Batman and as Bruce Wayne. Like, every scene, I'm like, I wish this was an entire movie of this character. And then when I saw the Joss Whedon version, I was like, oh, man, he's all stupid and fucked up. He's a totally weird boomer guy in this movie. And turns out that's a lot of the stuff Joss Whedon added. In this version, Batman is kind of just back to being a normal brooding dude. And he's very serious. Man, you know how he's got the goggles on? You know, he's got the Guy Fieri goggles on at the climax.
That was weird. Steampunk Batman.
It is weird. And in the Joss Whedon version, they use CGI to remove those. And I thought when I was watching the Joss Whedon version, I was like, why does Batman look weird in this part? And it turns out it's because he had goggles on his head and they removed that too.
Hey, is the Rob Pattinson Batman movie still happening?
Yeah, it's coming out in 2022 though.
Well, because honestly, I don't. He looks like he should be a good Batman, but I don't know why. I just don't like Ben Affleck's Batman. He should look right, but it just doesn't quite.
He's a hulking Batman. He's good for old Batman, I think.
Yeah, he is good.
He would have been good for a The Dark Knight.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah,
movie. If they had been able to just do that movie instead of Zack Snyder picking some of the better pieces from it and shoving them up BVS's ass.
Because that's just the Dark Knight, right? Or that's the Dark Knight like Returns suit.
Yeah, that, like that whole the whole end of the BVS was should have been that Batman movie, and he threw it into this garbage. And but it did produce again one of those cool ass fucking moments when Batman's just beating the shit out of fucking Superman in his face, and then slowly, like you can tell the punches aren't doing anything until it's just like uh-oh, and that look on Batman's face like.
That's like the best moment of that fight. That's why I rewatched it, because I remember that one scene being like, dude, that's exactly how I want to see Superman represented, like in a fight against somebody like that. Too bad they just couldn't give me the rest.
Too bad Zack Snyder was not blessed with a writing partner.
Yeah,
that was good. You know, like why can't him and like Taika Waititi be best friends?
Yeah.
So Taika can write the movies and give him a roadmap to follow, and then Zach can just like put in the Flash. You know what I mean? Not like this Flash, like flashy scenes and cool ass fucking fight choreography and shit. Because he's got some good stuff. Like that Batman scene in BVS. Where he's just brutal fucking up criminals in that fucking warehouse. Yeah, warehouse, like, that shit was cool. But, man, he can't – it's not sustainable for him. He trips, much like this dumbass Flash running up steps. Like, he just can't fucking do it.
Like Joe Biden, am I right?
Oh, man.
That poor guy.
Poor old man Joe Biden cannot walk up steps.
I just saw that in the
Grandpa
movie.
Joe.
How do you fall the third time? Like, I fool me once. You know what I mean? Like,
upstairs.
But look, the guy, I mean, he's like, to be fair, he should be in a nursing home.
Yeah.
Like, most of those people cannot walk. And if they fall, it's a big deal. Why did he fall Flash down or Joe the Biden? Steps? Both.
Okay. I agree.
Just, I agree. He tried to, like, you could tell that he, like, he tried to hurry after the first one because he's like, I got to show I'm brisk. And then he falls two more times. It's like, then it's a Benny Hill movie. Like, bro,
you just it was the it was the wind and diabetes.
Wait, I haven't actually
that
seen
wind
the clip.
Was kicking. That wind. I wonder how fast that wind was blowing an old man around.
He's like Mr. Burns. Jacob, watch the if you're watching it right now, don't watch the side view. Watch the view from behind him. It's much better from behind.
Yeah,
I saw.
It's hard to watch.
it's bad, man. It just keeps happening. It's like Eddie Murphy's hand falling down the stairs. My shoe, that whole thing.
My shoe. That's his worst scandal so far. Like that's the one. That's the thing
the fake video with the microphone. So
I bet the Republicans are laughing their asses off.
Oh yeah, yeah, but I mean, if
this
Trump
is all
fell down,
If Trump fell down
the stairs, everybody'd be talking shit to him too. So like, it's you know,
well, he couldn't hold a cup of water.
Why the hell are you trying to run up the stairs so goddamn fast?
Yeah, don't run up. Yeah. You're 900 years old, bro. Like, we get it.
Trump knew better. Trump knew to walk down that fucking very very slight incline at a very slow rate of speed, holding onto the handrail. And the general standing next to him.
There's something we're not thinking of, though, because there's so many times where, like, I got to piss so bad, especially the older I get. And, like, by the time I get to the toilet, I barely made it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can hold it, but God, like, it's like, even like when I know I'm near a toilet, my dick's just like, okay, we're ready, right? And I'm like, no. And that's what Joe Biden's going through right there. That's why he ran up those stairs. He's like, got to get to the fucking bathroom because I'm about to piss or shit my pants. Oh, I fell. Oh, fuck, I fell. Oh, fuck.
You know
I
that pissed. Motherfucker's wearing a fucking diaper. Come on now.
He probably should.
He's probably wanted to just get out of the wind. Like when I saw the clip of him walking up, I was like, dang, I'm surprised the wind didn't take him there. Cause it's just old man shaking.
That's his fault. He went
get out of it.
Slow down.
Yeah.
Sir. You're 80 years old. Slow the fuck down.
If he's got to pee that bad when he falls down those stairs, he is definitely peeing. So pee. That makes me even fun. That makes it even funnier for me. If he gets in and like all the staffers have to not laugh while he's walking, and he's like, I'll piss myself a little bit.
He seems like the type that would probably laugh at himself though. Like he's not like when he makes a gaffe, he laughs about it. He's not
it
that.
It seems like,
where am I, Jack?
You know, to wrap this back around though, when the Flash first really trips, Wonder Woman's like falling and she like lets go of her sword and she's trying to reach it during the fall. And the Flash, he runs down there and like he points the sword back towards her and pushes it a little and she grabs the sword and then he's like happy with himself and he trips and falls and hurts himself and then she just lands on the ground with her sword. She would have just landed on the ground next to her sword. Like, why do you have to do all that shit? Well, like, it's not like
the sword.
Well, it's not like she caught the sword and then killed a guy in midair because she needed to have that sword. She just caught it and landed. And I was just, and the Flash hurt himself for absolutely no reason. And
how about the end of it when Flash is running down the street like a like an idiot?
Yeah, and, I like that part.
And he's like running with his arms out like this, with his head back and his eyes closed.
Yeah,
and I'm like, that's how A-Train splattered girlfriends. And he's just fucking blasting down the street like a fucking son of a bitch. You know what I mean?
That's how I felt after seeing this movie. I was just like, yes, yes, they finally fucking paid off BVS. Yes, yes.
Did you run down the street like that in slow motion?
Nah, I'm too lazy for that shit.
Yes,
I did it in my mind.
I the next time one of these comes out, we need to pay Ashley or somebody to set up a hidden camera focused on where Jacob watches movies, and we can make a supercut of it and release it on the Refund Theater YouTube.
That'd be pretty funny. You would have gotten me like just being like, yes, yes,
oh, fuck yeah, oh! Look at the movie, looking at your family, look at the movie, or you don't eat tomorrow.
Put no, that's the thing. Hub. Like, Ashley and Gracie, they were having a great time with it, but they got tired and they went to bed. And they actually finished it without me today.
They were riveted.
They finished it without me today, and they loved it
because you forced them to.
I did not
finish this goddamn movie.
Okay, I did kind of coax them into finishing.
Yeah, you were dead stroke.
Yeah.
Evan is actually a big fan of the character of Cyborg, so he was pretty pleased with the movie because Cyborg.
When you wasn't around, this was the conversation. Like, we can finish it now, or he will make us finish it when he gets home, and then we'll be like, well, you know, like he'll see on our faces at the time it goes off that we wasn't just like, I love you. And he's going to be like, you just didn't get it this time. Maybe we'll get it tomorrow when we watch it. But if we just watch it now and be like, we fucking loved it. It was fantastic. You'd be like, yes. So we can watch it tomorrow. So like, it's a lose-lose situation for them.
Either way.
Yeah, it was more like they didn't want to watch it sitting next to me. They were like, we'll finish it faster without him having to pause it every 5 seconds and be like, you know who that is? You know what's going to happen now? No, actually,
Gracie told you 4 hours or 8 hours.
Gracie,
which is it?
Gracie can hear me right now, and she texted me, I wanted to finish it, and I loved it way more than I thought I would.
Jacob, we don't believe you. That she just texted you that.
It's a conspiracy.
Oh shit.
Theory.
Oh shit. She just texted me right now. I just heard what Jacob said, and he's a liar and he hits me. That's weird. Why would she say that?
If you're trapped, Gracie, and you can hear this, flick the light in the living room on pause.
Isn't there like a hand symbol you're supposed to do? Like, hold up point at your hand.
He can't see you. Just sneak in behind him and just sit there and go.
She's making a TikTok right now. It's just like exposing you.
She's
like
cry dancing. All right.
Free Gracie. Hashtag free Gracie.
I think we're at like 2.5 hours of this podcast.
So we got an hour and a half to go. Like an hour.
We ain't done yet. Buckle up. Here comes part 17.
This is where we drop the twist. There's a Justice League episode for the next 5 weeks.
Yeah.
The same amount of time.
Yeah, we're gonna next week's the first Justice League. The week after that is BVS, and then we're gonna watch them all again and redo them.
Just well, next week's gonna be the boom mic operator's cut of this movie. Yeah.
The best.
I'm really looking forward to the craft services guys. Yeah. I hear it's a hoot.
The boom tube cut.
The boom tube.
Oh, man. So,
cheese Danish cut. The cheese Danish cut.
Trade magnifique.
Jeff's kiss.
Who's going to do recommends here, Andrew? It seems like you're setting it up.
I was going to do it. Let's start with Juice. Do you recommend the Snyder Cut of Justice League?
If you love Joss Whedon's Justice League, you should watch Zack Snyder's Justice League. And they're both terrible, but one is better than the other. I'm not going to judge you if you love both of them, though. I'm just not, because DC's been hurting for a while. I'll just leave it at that. I won't bash it too much.
Okay. Ben.
Yeah, to the people in my life, they're like, you know, the theatrical Whedon cut was peak cinema for me. And I don't think there was anything that could even be fixed about it, because it all went so right. Then I'd be like, well, feast your eyes on this.
Okay. That's a recommend. Jacob, you're 2 for 2.
What about somebody that was like, well, I didn't like the Whedon cut. I think it could be better.
If you're like, did you like all of Zack Snyder's other DC films?
Yeah.
Then you're going to fucking love this shit. You're going to need to like not eat for a day, because you're going to need to make room in your belly for all the Zack Snyder cum you're going to be swallowing in the next like 4 hours, because you're just going to be straight down the windpipe, just gushing. You're just going to be tickling his balls.
Very excited.
Super. Dusty.
God damn it. If I know anybody that has the complete Resident Evil series on DVD on their shelf, I can be fine. and they have all the fucking Fast and the Furious movies, I could be like, you know what? Did you like Justice League? And they'd be like, yeah, man, it was a fucking goddamn good movie. I have a superior version of that movie if you'd like to watch it. But that's, you know, it's an interesting experiment, I guess. Letting a guy finish something that was taken away from him and see his, for better or worse, this was Zack Snyder's fucking vision that they let him realize. I guess that's pretty cool. The end product was lacking, but. Yeah, there's some people I would be like, just check it out. Watch it in chapters. Don't cram it all in 4 hours. Just don't do that. You'll be fine.
Jacob, I'm going to let you have the last word, so I'll go next.
Okay.
I would recommend this movie to people who like superhero movies, but haven't seen this one. Basically, if you're really into superhero movies, I'd be like, yeah, that was a pretty good one. Like, I like this. Honestly, I like this more than the Marvel movies I've seen. I think the Marvel movies I've seen are too,
fuck
like,
out of here.
That's fine. That's fine,
I'm
boys.
I'm
that's
out.
Fine.
Yeah.
This relationship is severed.
He's my brother.
A lot of the Marvel movies I've seen are, they feel a little bit too more like, too much like the, like Target, like the, like the store Target, where it's like, it's not Walmart, but it is mass production. It is it's a sterile Walmart. It's Walmart, but there's not going to be any like poop on the shelves. You know what I mean? And this one, like we talked about, it was pseudo profound the entire time. So I'm not saying this movie really fucking touched me, man. You know, there's nobody people. Sorry, Jacob. But it takes itself too seriously in a lot of ways. There are definitely flaws with it, but it looks fucking cool a lot. Quite often it looks cool. It's too goddamn long. They should have made like we said before, it should be a series, but it was better than I thought it would be. I thought I was going to hate this movie. So, and I've told you guys, every 15 minutes past an hour and a half, my notch goes fucking way up for how good this movie needs to be before I kill myself. And I didn't want to kill myself. So it was a pretty good movie. Jacob.
That's a pretty good review, man. I like that. All right.
The I didn't kill myself review?
Oh, yeah, I'm done with that.
That's pretty cool. Well, look at this, man.
I had the rope ready.
The gun was loaded. There were too many lives lost in the filming of this movie. look at it this way, man. Like, you have sat here and just cringed at us shitting on this movie, and then all four of us fucking was like, yeah, we'd tell somebody else to watch it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And, you know, I kind of expected that. This movie, I didn't expect to like it as much as I did, because as I said, Justice League, was kind of it was pretty much, like I said, in 2017 is when I saw Justice League. I don't think I ever watched it again after that year. I didn't really ever think of it again. I thought it was the movie that killed, you know, any hope of the DCEU being any kind of good. Like, especially, like, it's funny that with them trying to compete with Marvel, they killed their chances of competing with Marvel. Because I feel like if this would have been released like this with the Martian Manhunter stuff and everything, I feel like this would have created enough buzz to, you know, at least get an interesting series of movies going. But instead, like, now the, you know, everything has so broken in the DCEU that they have resorted to giving Zack Snyder $70 million to maybe have a redo here. And I think that's really cool. There's a lot of shots in this movie that, like I said, I was cheering the whole fucking time. That scene towards the end, the whole splash page scene where everybody kind of freeze frames. It's kind of like Avengers Age of Ultron. You know what I'm talking about? Where, you know,
I remember that.
Yeah. The Batmobiles, you know, they're tearing through the Batmobile with the Batmobile, and everybody's next to the Batmobile, and the action kind of freezes with everybody in the shot together. The Joss Whedon version, it really seemed like they were trying to cram in that this is a team and they're going to work together and they have to come together to be powerful enough to defeat the evil. That didn't really come across in the Joss Whedon version. And I feel like here, you get a lot more of that. You get a lot more character development. You get a lot more, seeing them find ways to work together. I even talk about that Flash scene where he tripped. That was him being like, hey, I could help Wonder Woman in this moment. And then him realizing, oh, I didn't even need to help her and I hurt myself. You know, like, just seeing. And then by the end, they're cooperating. And man, the Black Suit Superman stuff, absolutely huge fan of that stuff. Goddamn fucking Adobe.
He was a super badass in this movie. I mean, Superman always is, but like, this was the most badass I've seen Superman.
Well, and when Superman died in the comics, he came back in a black suit. And I think the reason was, Dusty, tell me if I'm wrong on this, was it because the black absorbed the sun more so he could?
Because he's like, dark now.
Yeah, because Superman gets his power from the sun. So
they wanted a black Superman.
Yes, right. they do want.
So black they put him in a black suit. Yeah. Close enough.
Yeah. Couldn't do black face, so they just
yeah.
Dude, no, that would have been the best cut of this movie.
Gets his fucking power from radiation, Mariello's son, and he wears that suit to recharge.
Yeah, it's the regeneration suit, isn't it? I know what it's called.
I think that's awesome. I think all the little stuff like that is just, and you know, the first trailer for Justice League showed like, you know, the fight at the end in the color that it is here. But the Joss Whedon, when they released it, like all the sky is orange and shit like that. And it had these weird colors, the blues and the oranges. And it also had the scene where Superman shows up at, you know, to Alfred, and he's like, Master Kent. That was in the trailer, but it wasn't actually in the Joss Whedon version. So that was like the rumblings of when people were like, see, there's more movie. What's going on here? The whole mythological aspect of it, actually getting to see this movie that we never thought we would get to see, I think it's really rad, and I think they couldn't have pulled it off any better. And I'd say if I'm going to give it a rating out of 10, I give it a 9. It's not perfect, but I had a wonderful time with it. There's a few scenes that, you know, a little questionable, a few plot holes. The music isn't amazing, but I have way more fun with this than I ever thought I could have, and I'm going to watch it again. One thing, since we got our reviews out of the way and I didn't touch on this, and I know Ben was talking about it in the chat, what do you guys think of the aspect ratio?
I eventually got used to it.
I changed it on my TV.
You just did the stretch it? I'm going to try that right now. Let me see.
It looked better to me. Like, it just, nobody looked, you know, sometimes you stretch it out and they look like kind of just big, like fat, but it didn't look that way at all.
Yeah, this looks pretty good.
I'm like Ben. I completely got used to it. I don't like, don't shoot a movie for IMAX. Like, what are you doing? There's very few IMAX theaters in this country. Like, there's a lot, but like, when it comes to where, even if this was a full theatrical release without COVID, like, more than 9 out of 10 times that this movie was watched was not going to be an IMAX, and you put it in an IMAX aspect ratio just for IMAX. Like, I just don't get that. Like, I understand. Like, I like IMAX. Have you guys seen an IMAX movie?
I haven't. I've been to an IMAX theater, but I haven't actually seen a movie.
It's fucking cool. Like, it really is a really cool movie experience, but there's so few of them everywhere that, like, how are you going to make however much hundreds of millions of dollars this movie cost and film it for just a select few theaters that not everybody even
access? Well, I mean, they still would have shown that in a regular theater. It just,
oh yeah, look, but it's just, you know, the aspect ratio.
Well, like, the Dark Knight did that. There's certain scenes in the Dark Knight where it, morphs to an IMAX shot, but like, what fucking good does that do me now?
Right.
Yeah, it's weird.
But you can tell there's a few shots, because I kind of kept it in mind, because IMAX is taller than like a regular 4x3 would be, or anything like, or a regular widescreen would be. So like, what they're adding is on the top and the bottom. So I noticed some shots, especially during the big battle scenes and stuff, where if it had been cropped down, like with the black bars, you would have missed some stuff. And so I kind of get where he, even when he was making the movie, he was like, I'm going to take advantage of this ratio. So I think it's really ballsy that they kind of released it this way. And it even has a disclaimer at the beginning, because like, I'm sure there's tons of people that are like, what's wrong with it? Why does it look like this? What the fuck?
That, you know? Disclaimer probably saved. I didn't even see the disclaimer. If there was one, I didn't see it, but it probably did save some people some time.
And they're re-releasing. They just now
got all the people that would bring the videos back to the video store, like, there's black bars on the top, bottom of my shit.
I know, right?
Yeah, those people used to that shit, and then he does this. Now they're like, what the fuck's going on?
He's like, let's really fuck with them. And they're actually putting on HBO Max, like this week, they're putting a new version of Batman v Superman that's in this ratio too, because that was filmed in this ratio too.
Silly.
And I will just be watching the fuck out of that.
How different is it?
It's just the same movie, but they mastered it in 4K and kind of changed the colors a little bit. And
oh, thank God we don't have to do an episode on it.
No. If there's ever a movie we do again, it's going to be rad.
That's the one.
yep.
No,
brings it up like every show.
It's gonna be Breen
or Jaws.
It's gonna be Breen, dog.
Or Dr. Giggles.
It's for sure gonna be
Neil Breen.
Neil Breen.
I'll never watch Jaws again. I'll never.
Juice is like, I'll never go back in that water again. Well, that's
never
okay.
Again.
Hey, we'll just watch Jaws 2, buddy.
Well, that's fine.
All right.
This is a good segue, though. Juice, you get to pick next week's movie.
I'm about to torture the living piss out of Dusty. I'm sorry, Dusty. Not really. But we're doing Mommy Dearest.
Mommy Dearest.
Because I don't know. Have you guys seen it?
Oh.
No.
Well, I never have. No wire hangers, though.
Actually, I take that back. I think I saw a TV movie about the making of Mommy Dearest.
Oh, it's even better. I hope you guys deep dive on the history of it before we come back to the show, because it's an interesting, like, everything about this movie is interesting to me.
I'm very excited check that out.
That's on Hulu. Or not Hulu, sorry. It's on Prime.
That's a movie I never would have watched. So I'm excited about that.
I've got to work next Friday, not.
you guys are getting a shipment of parts in. You got to get it going.
I'm sorry, Dusty.
I've got a car at the garage that can only be worked on at night time, and it's fucking weird. I wish it didn't have happened.
It's moody.
Photosensitive brakes I have to put on it. So, but I so want to be here for this.
That sucks, man. We can just move.
Ready, what you got to do? No, I wouldn't want to upend everybody else's lives. I don't know how much Juice is looking forward to it.
I just want to hear what everybody's going to say. It's one of those movies that I watched with my mom that when I was a kid, it really kind of struck me like, oh my God, there's people that are like this in real life.
Yeah. Yeah. I know I've never witnessed anything like that, but I've known people that lived like that and have, recovered from it or whatever. had a mother like that or something like that. Whoa.
That was weird.
We're echoing real hard.
We're echoing real hard.
Hey.
Hey.
Ooh.
Hey.
Oh, now it stopped. All right, we're fixed.
That one's 2 hours long, and we've also got a fucking 2-hour anime to watch, which I'm mad at Jacob.
We'll figure that out. Anyway, thank you guys for joining us for the Justice League Snyder Cut. This has been a really fun episode. I made a lot of faces.
Yeah,
you guys are really great. I love hearing your opinions. I love that you put up with my opinion. So that was fun. Follow us on all the things, everybody. Thank you, everybody, in the Twitch. I saw, we were up to like 10 people at one point, so that's cool. And so thank you all for listening. And you can either go out the window or you can take the stairs.
It's the new running gag.
Yeah. I'll give you
Take the Biden stairs. That's right. No, if you're Biden, I would go out the window.
I'm not taking the stairs, Jack.
Me, Gladys.